Hi, my name is Maria.
Hello?
About ASMR Autonomous.
It's their phone.
Sensory. Maria Dean.
I asify this.
Right.
What up, Juggalos? What up, Juggalos?
Oh boy, you woke up dumb.
That was stupid.
Bad idea.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Machine gun of awesome.
What's going on here?
Action.
Surrender.
Shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of
ultra humongous.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of its head.
Wow.
Oops.
This jockey is
just trying to tase me in my genitalia.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not
a poo problem.
Shut up.
Consume some alcohol.
There's a punch! A swing!
He's not a fighter, he's a lover.
Will she call him a midget?
Yank the today, following some questionable remarks.
Yeah. Rain man, come.
I was
offended.
His audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me personally a nude selfie.
Unfortunately, I'm right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with a colostomy bag.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
What are you doing?
Hurts.
I'm not as incompetent as that.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man,
where can I get the marijuana?
Excuse me?
Can you lick my
book? I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial...
Oh, my God. That don't think I...
Did you vote for me for Employee of the Month? No. I still won.
What? Is this Eva? Okay, Eva. How you pronounce the word? Goodbye to the University of Texas. Goodbye to Urge and White Hall. Grace is Aggies. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how to act. The eyes on you. Yes, Lord. Oh, they sang so well. Goodbye to Texas University. Aggies, look here. Chicka wigga bone. Wigga bone. Disco. Higgida. Hugga do do. What in the world did that make it mean?
Elliot, 866-5468. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, why is everybody getting nice when they...
I feel like a t-shirt and jeans.
No, but I feel like you have like a nice necklace.
Ooh, a necklace.
Yeah, but that's it's very nice. It's a very nice necklace.
You wore your good Canada t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a little faded. Yeah, I should have worn. You know what? I wore my new shorts, but these are also not clean.
Pull out those plastic.
No, but I got the ones with the hole.
Oh,
but yeah, so I can go in my seat if I need to. So I'll be ready to go. No, but like Tyler's all dressed up.
He always,
and
always
nice.
Dresses to fuck.
You're all tucked in with a belt.
Tucked in or not?
No, this is like my swear today.
Right? I swear to God, did you bring a jacket?
Because you know what's underneath this shirt.
Oh, you've got your Jack Daniels. What you call it?
Yeah, like this when we. Ring the bell today and punch them.
Oh, there it is.
I'm taking it.
There's no chance.
Skinner shirt.
Zero chance, though, that you lose prior to getting on that plane.
I made a vow yesterday. Only wearing my Leonard shirt for the whole weekend.
Right.
So that starts on the plane?
No way.
Were neither of you here yesterday on the air?
Plane. That
I
would be so unlike you.
To and fro.
So you're going to fly like me?
Well, I don't have any whole Skinner shirt.
It's going to look weird with a jeans with a belt.
I'm going to tuck in a t-shirt. I'm not going to tuck in a t-shirt.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no, but this is just for...
Hey, that's a purity,
single day. Why would I not wear one today? We've been over this.
No, but I didn't realize you wear one every day.
Men who don't wear belts are animals.
I'm an animal.
I think you didn't defend anyone.
But I got to tell you, if you open my suitcase right now, ready to go. 3 t-shirts, 2 packs of smokes. I am set and ready to go.
Boxers?
I have a
little humid.
I have my boxers for today that I'm wearing, and then I have boxers for tomorrow, and then one of those two I'll wear on. Good to go.
Perfect.
I did bring extra socks though because my shoes are going to get wet tomorrow. But other than that, no, I'm ready to go. Oh, I'm sorry. I went to the store. Hey, can you lighter? Like, what are the rules on that? Did they relax that? Because happened at the airport. Well, you can travel with a lighter. Yeah, they relax that, right? Used to be, I only like to travel with one of those big that you can use.
Oh, like the campfire weapon.
Exactly.
The big stick.
And I'll tell you this, we're going to, because I'm healthy. So I am ready to rage this weekend. And I'm telling you, will they have somebody meet us at the gate with like rum punch and drinks?
Oh, like with a we're being in Hawaii?
I'm going to travel with Lays on. We're going to the beach.
So they all know we're together.
We're going to the beach. Johnny.
rum punch to be our thing.
No. Oh, what's my drink that I was supposed to have? Like the Tiggy Pink Pink or something like that?
Oh, that's what you're creating.
Yeah, I got to create beach tonight.
Whiskey. Which way to... My shirt says it's a thing. Where's the Leonard Skinner Distillery? Made up, is it? Then we have to go to the jug. Still open?
What the hell is the jug?
I was cutting a rug.
Oh.
A jug. With a girl named Linda Lou.
You're good vocal today.
Walked a man with a gun in his hand, and he was looking for you know.
At Jew.
He said, hey, what? There, fam.
Boy, listen to Tyler go.
Hair colored yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah, he says yellow. If you listen to he says yellow.
Because
he rhymes
it
with
it.
Fellow.
The crowd also says fellow. It's not the Queen's English. It's Skinner's English. Please.
Is the jug closed?
No, the jug is not real, Tyler.
No, it's not. It is a real place.
Oh, that's open. We're going.
Was it in Jacksonville?
How about that?
That doesn't matter. That's Bailey's Uber, so I don't give a... Tyler, I can't take it all day.
Girl, Linda Lou. Tammy.
Oh, is Tammy going? Oh, I got to rip. When is Tammy going? What?
I don't know, but let me check out the Jug Saloon's Facebook page.
Oh, dude, we're going. I'm heart healthy. I am ready to go.
Wow. That's a little stupid in this economy?
No, that's good.
The dips.
Is that anywhere close to where I'm stepping?
Oh, my God.
I'm spitting. Did you just see
God, yes.
Out of my mouth?
Did Diane get wet?
You may have. Well, you will tomorrow. I was going to warn you, not right. Because I owe Indian food last night. Not in my house.
Huh?
If you could have seen what I did to my body for punishment. Oh, God, Emma, what did I tell you I wanted yesterday? What did I tell you I wanted?
I'm sorry.
Wait, say again, Kaylee? Yeah, no, I wanted a game where I wasn't nail-biting until the end. And then you opened up a can of 5-1 whip ass. Oh, I want to win. Now, the other thing, the game will be tomorrow at Nassau Coliseum back up in New York, because 2-2-1-1-1-1-1. So game tomorrow at Nassau Coliseum. Now, I really want to see a nice win there tomorrow, because that'll be it. That'll be it at Nassau Coliseum if the Caps advance to the second round. Now, listen, if it doesn't happen, you come back, you win game 7, that's fine. But I don't see that shut down, the Nassau Coliseum. Oh, my God, would that be good. But, yeah, they looked good last night. Our buddy Jason Chimera got a goal. Our buddy Carl Alsner got a goal. Knopf gets two. That was nice. Wilson had to drop him early, like 5.5 minutes in. It was great. That's exactly what you want. Chase to lock. Oh, fantastic. Tomorrow would be good. You had Michael Latta kissing Carl Alsner on the helmet. Yeah, did you see that? After Alsner scored, he went and sat on the bench. Yeah, Latta gave him a nice little kiss on the kiss on the. Oh, it was awesome. That was
because Netsov the one was he Mike last night?
I don't know. If he was, you didn't understand a ton of it. No. I mean, listen, the guy's obviously from Russia, and he did. I played it where Al Kokin interviewed him between periods. So I mean, he did all right. But yeah, no, I don't think the NHL Network would mic him up if you were like Wilson coming over the bench. Oh, but I love you. I don't know, I don't know that they would have mic'd up Kuznetsov last night, but God damn, did he have a game.
I'm very distracted because the jug by the name Pastime right now,
right.
It's like a biker bar. I think it's cash only. It opens at 6 and closes at 2.
6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, breakfast.
Lennox, Jacksonville.
Well, I feel like we're there. I feel like we're going. Oh, hell. Other things I had to get into, but none of that matters right now.
We have coffee, but starting at 10, we have domestic beers for $2.
Oh, yes! They got a girl who does shots out of her butthole? I may have just found my joy.
You could probably convince somebody. But
hell yeah. Fuck you into something. Alright, you know what? Windows down. Here we go. Hell yeah. I still have time. I don't even have to worry about hitting the post yet.
Yeah, I'll sing it.
Are you going to go?
I
was coming out at a place called the Jug with a girl named Linda Lou.
That's me.
He walked a man in his hand and he was looking for you know who. He said, hey there, fella with the hair colored yellow. What you
He was right. He was saying, yes.
And there, a man who can't be all
fool you, fool you. No lyrics pulled up. Good on you. Happy birthday,
Wayne. I said, excuse me.
Say that. But I'm just trying to go to the bathroom tonight. At any place. Not at the Jug. Just anywhere. I'm sorry, Pastime.
I said, excuse me.
Oh, are you still going?
Save it for tonight.
Oh, okay. All right, listen, you got a ton of stuff that we got to get through today.
Serious question?
Yeah.
Serious question?
If we're going, the answer is yes.
No. Well, I know we're going.
Yes.
Well, so you brought it up and then didn't really. What did they say about your heart?
I'm heart healthy, bro.
Yeah, said?
No. They did the whole test. I'll get into the whole test later.
Oh, all right. I didn't know you were going to, but you threw that out there.
Oh, no. Doctor came in and was like, you're.
What about, like, everything else?
Well, I got a stress test, so they didn't test me for everything else.
Did anything else come up?
Oh, smoke less.
Is that what you did?
That came up. I left 3 hours last night.
And smoke more.
Smoked on the way home from the appointment. And you know what? I didn't keep my promise.
What, changing your
shirt? What shirt?
You said you had brought a different shirt to wear so you didn't smell like smoke.
They asked me to change, and so I did. And so I was changing shirt. I don't know what shirt on. The shirt.
Oh, I did.
Because you're not going to be Mill giving yourself black eyes. So I didn't have to change shirts, but I did smoke on the way to the me up. I held my breath so I wouldn't breathe cigarette smoke in their face.
They can't smell from your nose.
You can't smell bad breath.
You could smell smoke.
No, you can't. I stopped before.
You can.
I don't think they knew.
They did.
And the doctor was new. She
was very nice.
Yeah, hot.
Wait, what's wrong?
Do that to every doctor and hygienist.
No, but they hired somebody that was in there.
You know what? I bet they all go, he's not wearing a belt. He's an animal.
Yeah, no, heart. Although they did, and this is the part I'll get into later. They do think they
the fake heart attack.
Yeah. So they do think that they know what caused that. But yeah, so they
paperwork.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, no, the doctor did say, you know, I could give you a little more or less. Like, well, I thought what he meant was like, you know, yeah, more or less. We'll get into this. No. Smoke less. But you knew they would say smoke less to anything. That doesn't matter. Oh, the other stuff that I was going to warn you about. Or did I tell you? No. I went over. I did tell you that. Which just means there's a good chance that flight lands this afternoon and I will not be in my seat. There's, I'll be in there. I have more lentils in my body.
I said, excuse me.
Oh, God, wreck weekend. Anyway, let me do this. Let me tell you stuff that we got to get through today. We get to give away a trip today. That's awesome. Give me one quick break. We'll lay everything out for you next.
Morning, 866-235-5468. Incubus. Back. And their first live show in the U.S. Week A. XL 102 Big Field Day. Festival for a new generation of XL102. Incubus, Passion Pit, Catfish in the Bottle, Man, Ronnie Walston, The Business, and Dirty Heads. May 2nd at RIR. Get tickets at all these Fast Smart locations. XL102 Big Field Day. Presented by Pearson Mazda, Subway, and Bud Light.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Love this kind of help in the morning.
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
Can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a fresh with a freshly brewed McCafe coffee. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Morning, Dave.
No breakfast yet, Chris?
Long cash.
Here you go, man. I got an extra sausage burrito and small McCafe Connell's menu.
From the savory sausage creamy McCafe company, plus your other face. McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast can get your mornings up to speed every day.
Phil, but I am ready to bring it. Are you ready? Nothing on me.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hey, what up, mail guy?
Price and participation may vary. A la carte only.
Get your motor running and Moto Cruiser International Motorcycle and ATV Show on May 9th and 10th, all in Dorton Raceway Complex. See the new 2015 bikes and ATVs. Shop for new and used bikes, riding gear, and accessories. Check out the amazing custom bikes. Enjoy Richmond's hot country music talent live on tickets are available at motocruiser.com. That's MOTOCRUR.com. Be there. See Motorcycle Runner School Road Racing is Barica, the new home of AMA FIM Superbike. And it's at the legendary Virginia International Raceway, May 15th, for quick acceleration, handle corner battles, and screaming straightaway drafting duels at nearly 200 miles an hour. Local of North Carolina and Virginia, New Data offers plenty for the whole family. Parking and children 12 and under are free. Get your advance to EIRnow.com.
Could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted? I should have known just how many times he had in mind not to eat that corn dog. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that Geico has car insurance for over 75 years. They even have a local mint. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. Now you know. But where it stops.
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico, Noco has a local agent, expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more about how they could help. Geico agents run locally owned and operated businesses that could help tailor specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, RV, or boat, the Geico Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Do you look smarter? And yes.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or...
It's Pearson, West End, Month End, into Winter, Spring into Spring. That's right. Zero down during Kia, Pearson Mazda, and Pearson Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Today, the Pearson family of dealership money down with no payments, payments, and plus on-site financing and 0% interest on select models. These are the lowest prices of the year, and the Pearson family of dealerships winner in Spring and Bigger. So stash, because no cash needed today at Mazda and Pearson Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Trade up with your trade-in. Bring it in, and Pearson will get off your hands and slide you dreams. The deals are awesome. Awesome. And the payments aren't going to be in effect until summer. It's Pearson's biggest sale of the next one. Going on now, and take advantage of 0% financing on select model financing and no cash down at Pearson.
Subject to credit approval, sale needs 4/26/15.
proud to tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. And CYSA, nobody beats the
ABQ. But not when they're eating your plants. Protect your guard with Ortho Deer Beaches ingredients that animals are repelled by. But it won't hurt those cute critters. And the conditions improving, but still very slow for 95 southbound between Canada and Hanover. An early morning incident involving a semi has cleared, but we still have vehicles on the shoulder. You may want to jump over to Route 1 Brook Road, Tropical 64-295 in good shape, Allison Street.
Now, back to Elliot in the morning on
Lisa. I said, excuse me.
So Lisa Loeb got a ton of stuff going on. She's got a movie that she's in. She's got a brand. She's on tour. Wrapped up a kids show. She's got her eyeglass line. By the way, her eyeglass line is... Is she going to be like the next Jessica Simpson who makes like a billion... You know, go.
I mean,
I'm the only one that doesn't go to college.
I don't know if she's going to have a billion-dollar company like Jessica Simpson does, but...
Dude, if you're selling something at Costco...
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's making a nice...
She's not stretching out for a mortgage payment, I'll tell you. Good for her. Anyway, a little bit later on. Also this morning, we do get to give away a trip. Flyer to win our trip to Bonnaroo. And then we'll give away our trip to Bonnaroo. Do that a little bit. Also, I do have more passes for I am going to get you into our screening of Avengers, Age of... Keep in mind, that'll be on Tuesday night of next week. So we'll do that a little bit later on. Also, I have more tickets for you to go see Faith No More. I have more playoff tickets. I don't have Caps playoff tickets to be home for another game yet. Home too. Your Wizards tickets today. We'll do that during Diane Dirt, Wizards Wrap, games 3 and 4, so they're home this weekend. So we'll give you those a little bit later on. A lot of stories that we got to get into today. We got good stories today. We're up to. Anyway, that's through. Diane, get into. She is so. You know what Tyler and I pulled up yesterday? After we found out that. Wait. No, we did.
Well, I was reminding you about something. It was like 7 years ago. She finally got over how creeped out she was the first time. That was right around the time she was on TV running around in her.
Yeah. So we pulled that clip up. Remember, she came like walking out of her dressing room, and she had on like that T-shirt and just her thong. Watched that clip a couple of times yesterday, and then I did tell Tyler that's where her poop comes out.
I hope her people are not listening. She will in another 7-year ban.
You know what? Thank you. It was nice. Just plug the movie. All right, come on, Diane. Let's.
About 2 dozen students were injured. One of them critically yesterday. Eve collapsed at a high school in Indiana. Final moments. Performance when the kids were gathering toward the front of the stage, jumping up, dance. The stage gave way, sent all of the kids tumbling into it. So,
dude, did you see the video? Of that?
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's running out for like the finale, and they're all up on.
They said it was American Pie, which is a thing to do for like a high school musical.
I didn't even know that American Pie was a Broadway show.
Well, you can adapt anything for the stage.
So it was the movie. They were doing
I'm guessing.
It mattered. But yeah, so they were all out at the end of the show, and they showed the whole cast, not the kids and the thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
waving and the whole thing, and boy, that stage just eats it.
Yeah, so a dozen injured, wonderfully. I guess they were allowing kids, if they didn't, if they want to come to school today, they'd say the school was going to be open today in Indiana. Tyler just pulled up the video. It's awful.
Yeah, no, I mean,
obviously parents are there, they're watching their kids just collapse.
But you know, it's, I have no idea what it is. It looks like they just made the stage just like drop,
yeah,
and everybody disappears. It's scary.
Kids ended up, you know, getting treated.
And dinged up legs and stuff. But you said one of them.
Yeah. The president is still feeling remorse after a U.S. counterterrorism operation killed two innocent Hottentots by al-Qaeda. America, Warren Weinstein, who is from Rockville, Maryland, al-Qaeda since 2011. Ivano Laporto, an Italian who has been held since 2012, died in the operation, expressing his condolences to their families.
It is a and bitter truth that in the fog of war generally, it's terrorists specifically. Mistakes can occur.
The president says he's ordered a full review of the operation to ensure that this is not ice cream maker pulling out all of it because of a listeria risk. Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream says it was recalling all of its ice cream, sorbets, ice cream, and closing its shops, at least for now. Apparently one brand.
The hell is Jenny's?
I either.
Yeah, no, I don't know Jenny's.
By the Department of Agriculture was contaminated. They said they're unaware of any illnesses caused by their products, but they issued the recall out of an abundance of caution. Based in Ohio, opened its first shop in 20 stores.
Oh, wait a minute. Are they the, are they like all organic ice cream? Like,
I'm not sure. Organic ice cream. I mean, could be. They said that they've got 20 stores. In six other cities now, including places like Nashville and
Chicago,
Atlanta.
Yeah, but they ship all over the place.
Like, LA, like and you can stores, other retailers.
Yeah. I think they're in like an organic thing or something like that.
You can as well. Artisanal ice cream, apparently, as though they're being described.
I don't.
They said it's a favorite among itself, using milk from grass, local produce, certified ingredients, things of that nature.
They got mint and chocolate chip in there? Because if not, I've probably never had it.
If you're wondering how many for someone to maybe pause before having ice cream, right decision. It's
what do you mean?
After I saw that story last night, I almost didn't have ice cream.
Almost.
I honestly, if I could take this risk.
No.
It was delicious.
Yeah, no. This won't stop me at all.
Third.
Still won't stop me.
I mean, we saw how big, obviously, pulling up their numbers. But what about someone who has a little more brand recognition where you're like, holy crap.
Isolated incident. I would just assume it's no big deal. But this isn't connected to the Bluebell one.
No.
Yes, but they both have listeria.
Yeah, that's actually more concerning.
Oh, no, that doesn't bother me at all. Why would you even stop? You stop and you go, do I want hot fudge or hot caramel? That's all I would want. Then I'm good with that. No, that wouldn't cross my mind.
I have an update on the school situation, if you would like.
Oh, yeah, please.
So,
we talked about that yesterday. We're meeting about cutting, which would have ended their sports or their athletics program, mm-hmm. would have ended their honors and field trips. Field trips rid of.
Right. Well, that's what you said. But still, the big concern was obviously getting rid of the honors program.
They had the meeting last night.
Yes, and there were a lot of people there, obviously, who were opposed and wanted to make their feelings known. The city announced there would be no cut, notes made to the... they said...
Yes.
Yeah, I guess is going to pitch in the $500,000.
I thought they needed $2 million.
Well, this is $500,000.
Uniforms?
That is... They're still trying to figure out how long this program is pitch in. They didn't say whether it's been around for a long time or if this is just, I mean, they're basically making it seem like, okay, we're good for next school year.
Right.
But beyond that, that still have a lot of budgetary issues to work out. And I guess their next budget meeting is coming next Tuesday. The money that they are going to be using initially was earmarked for your position. So it looks like instead of doing that, hiring some new teachers.
Yeah, let's just overcloud the classrooms.
Keep the pro at least for this next school year. Lots of good celebrity sightings for this DC, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. SNL is your host. I believe they started to arrive yesterday evening.
Yeah, I saw clips of a bunch of them in town.
A young girl in Greenville, Mississippi, interviewed by the local news about a shooting that had just happened in her neighborhood. Unfortunately, she really had to go to the bathroom, and she expressed it at least a couple of times, but the report asking her questions, so she stood there and answered them all. Unfortunately, though,
she pissed herself.
The clip went.
What did he say?
He was like, now all I heard was saying, help me. I got to pee.
My son?
I got to pee.
Oh.
I'm peeing myself.
Do you know where he was shot at on his body?
I think in arm and
so he was shot on the arm and his leg? Or arm?
I just peed on myself.
That's okay. That's okay, child.
I felt so
bad. That's okay,
for
baby
her.
Girl.
She's wearing khaki pants.
Oh, you know what?
That pee stain again.
What would Siegel tell you? What would a young Elliot Siegel tell you?
They're two-toned.
You oh, that poor thing.
You cannot fake two-toned in these. You feel so badly for her.
Oh, that's Cass, by the way.
You see, I mean, the stain
of
is...
Of course, Diane. Is bigger she than, just pissed herself.
And it's bigger than your hand. I felt so bad for her.
One more time.
What did he say? He was like, now all I heard was saying, help me, help me.
Oh, that's what he said?
I don't pee.
Oh.
I've been being myself.
Do you put that on his body?
I think in his head.
On the arm, and his leg, or arm and his stomach.
That's okay.
I do it all the time.
And then she's like, back to you. Sports. Capitals beat the Isle of One last night.
Yeah, they did.
Now leads to two. Kuznetsov scoring a pair of goals as well. So game six tomorrow afternoon at 3.
Mm-hmm.
See him. Also, last night, the Canucks topping the Flames.
Remind me, I got to talk to the people from Festival up on one of those Jumbotrons. I'd like to see them show a hockey game.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Interest will be very high during...
Canucks beating the Flames to stay alive. Same thing in Nashville, where the Predators topped the Blackhawks.
Philip Forsberg had a little hat trick last night.
5-2, the final there. The Lightning topping overtime, so that series is now tied 2-2. There are elimination games on tap for tonight. Montreal trying to finish off Ottawa, and the Rangers can eliminate it to win tonight.
Does the Jug have a seat? Watch that Montreal-Ottawa game.
Oh, you better ask for three steps.
And what do I say when I got to go, excuse me?
Also, St.
That's
Louis.
What the girl should have said.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Forget about the report.
St. Louis and Minnesota, their series is tied.
Come on, St. Louis.
2-2.
Finish them off already.
Tom Brady, a no-show at the White House yesterday when the president welcomed New England Patriots in honor of their Super Bowl win. The team had said that he had a previous family commitment that he just couldn't it for him because he missed the president's bad Deflategate joke.
The you know what? It wasn't bad. It wasn't horrible.
What did he say? He
said,
I usually tell a lot of jokes at these in town. I was worried that 11 out flat.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Uh-huh. That's pretty funny. Made Belichick.
Maurice coming back to Jacksonville to retire as a Jaguar during the course of his career, 8,007 rushing yards, 81 touchdowns. So he will sign a ceremonial one-day deal Tuesday before his
official announce his retirement. Good for him.
Also, Snell Chief, the first team again signing Tim Tebow, saying passing skills have greatly improved and he was signed to compete for a spot at quarterback. They say his role with the team will be...
I want him to do well, and I couldn't care less about Tim Tebow. It's just everybody hates him. I just want him to just shove it up everybody's ass. I really do.
Fell to the Cardinals. But apparently, the injuries may be the bigger story. His wrist while he was bad was bad.
He's fine.
He's going to be okay. Ryan Zimmerman may be suffering from
not fine
a mild fasciitis, and he could need some rest.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But they're going to try to sit him down for a little bit, see if his foot.
Well, in Miami for the weekend to play the Marlins. Other notes from around the league: the Tigers will be without Joe Nathan for the rest of the season. After he suffered a torn UCL injury earlier this weekend.
He's 40 years old. Oh. 40. Said he's not done, but he's out for the rest.
Wins in a row. Win row for the Mets now.
That's all right. We'll get swept this weekend. We'll take care of him.
Golden State Pelicans in overtime, 123-119, so they take a 3-0 lead.
I saw a headline. Are they down 20 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, Pelicans 20-point lead. And
where does that rank on biggest final quarter comeback?
I don't know.
That's incredible.
Bad. That's bad. Yeah, no. I didn't see like an infographic of where we're up 20 and let that thing get away.
Also, in double overtime, Cleveland topping the Celtics, so they also take a 3-0 series lead. Wizards home for games 3 and 4 this weekend against Toronto, so game 3 is tonight, and then on Sunday, Houston will play Dallas, and the Spurs will play the Clippers. NASCAR is this weekend. Your Toyota Infinity Series race, and then tomorrow, owners 400 Sprint Cups is going to carry the race. I imagine there should be some nice tributes for Mr. Burns.
Yeah, for Steve, that they'll do something nice. Yeah.
Third largest.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Third largest point blow. Fourth quarter. What's the biggest?
God damn it, Elliot. I don't know.
Oh, it just says it's the third?
Yeah, I'll look
make
that
it up.
up.
I think
I'll look it up during
the Celtics.
And who next weekend's fight between sold out immediately, obviously.
Secondary market.
40,000, 70,000. There was one.
It's the $140,000 ticket. Somebody's selling $840,000. There's no way. Nobody's buying that.
Is it ringside?
For a hunter to be able to walk Mayweather to the goddamn ring.
You would hope. And you know there are people who will pay that.
Nobody's going to spend, not $140,000. Somebody's going to spend $140,000 on a ticket.
Mayweather will buy it.
If you told me, well, that doesn't do him any good, Diane. He can't sit in the sit.
And give it away.
The numbers. When I think just giving away money.
He only had so many tickets in his allotment. It's kind of like when you go to graduate so many for you to watch people walk across the stage. This is him being able
Now, Bieber will be fine. Wait.
Like an encyclopedia over here. Well, really a Wikipedia. In 1977, point deficit.
Jesus Christ.
To defeat the Atlanta Hawks on the road.
29.
That's quarter deficit overcome.
So then there's one in between the 29 and the 20.
When I said Larry gave you the largest leaves unturned.
Number two.
That is a look at news and sports.
XL1. Spring this month at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC. You too can be a Hendrick Day driver by visiting the selection of vehicles in Virginia at our border just a quarter mile past Short Front Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and some free owned vehicles to choose from. We're starting off the season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles. Here's the first pitch. Off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras. Up to $3,000 off MSRP on all Equinox and Terrains. And $5,000 off MSRP on all Malibus. The payoff pitch is on pitch. Up to $6,000 off MSRP. $4,000 off MSRP on all Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves. And up to all Encores. Why start the season? Find new roads online.com. That's HendrickRichHartBridge.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick truck.
It's in the morning, XL102.
Second bird, just know you're talking cause you listen. Everything I thought I learned. Walla, walla, one thing. You can promise castles, treasures, babies, I don't care.
Lori Duff. Say again?
I don't think she...
What, for Rockville?
Oh, I was wondering if she was going to be in Washington, but right, that's where she's...
Maybe she's heading down. She'll be at the Jug with me.
I'm assuming you got your new issue of Shape.
Well, her hair's pink now. I never Shape. Is it the picture of her hunkered
like
down on
know.
Mike Comrie? Oh, God damn it. Look at that bra. God, does she... Now, between her and Lee, no one to stay seated for a while.
I can't control my horny level.
First time winners, please. 866-2L-2L-666-235-68. First time winners, we will give you tickets to go see Faith No More. 866-2-Elliot. 866-6-235-68.
I just peed on myself.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Elliot in the morning.
You're the ninth, and Lou Lockhart is one out away from a perfect game. While we wait for the next batter, don't forget about the Great Clips Great Haircut Sale. With prices so low, wait, Lockhart is leaving.
I gotta get to Great Clips.
That must be some sale.
It's the Great Hair for a limited time at participating salons. A haircut is just $5.99. Great Clip Rate.
The $5.99 Great Haircut Sale runs April 25th through May 1st.
Richmond area salons.
Paper One Volume Mazda dealer in Richmond, and that means more savings for you. Pearson Mazda has Mazdas and Mazda, and they may get into a new Mazda. Pearson Mazda, come find out why. 2015 Mazda 3 for only $169 a month, or at least a 2016 Mazda CX-5 for only $269 a month. So stop by our dealership at the corner of Spring Broad to visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
2015 Mazda 3, 36 months, 12 km, 69 to a signing exclusive tax title and $489,661.
Right now, the Home Depot has 8-inch drop-in blooms for only $9.98. So let's take the guesswork out of garden work with these professionally designed combinations. They're prepped to grow well together in any container or garden bed you drop them in. Let's do this all out for less with beautiful 8-blooms for only $9.98. More simple. That's the power of the Home Depot. Available in participating U.S. stores only.
Experience the power and ability of Ram 15 Duty and Chassis Cab at your local dealer.
or roll off your sleeves and .com to get to work. Guts, glory, Ram.
Andrew McMahon in the wilderness. You've heard them here on XL 102. Fresh off Chops or Coachella performed the Firefly this summer, coming back to Richmond on Friday, June 19th for an XL at the National with special guest visitors in Grizzville. The single is available now on the self-titled album In the Wilderness.
And you're the star.
On Vanguard Records, available to buy music.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's the commitment to maintain through the 100,000-mile mark, midnight oil, to finish a job most guys would rather hand off. It's loyalty, and it's why there's speed perks from Advance Auto. Spend $100 and get $20 purchase. No cars, no points. Advance Auto Parts, for guys guiding under the hood.
See store to sign up and visit speedperks.com for details.
We like things big. The Monument 10K?
Big.
When football training camp opens?
We do it big.
But what you're probably lacking and could use
big,
you heard right. And since we could all use big gas now and then, this month, Pearson Kia is giving you big gas savings. Buy a new Pearson, get a gallon of gas. This is just one of the many deals during Pearson Kia's Big Gas Reconstruction Sales Event. Get your big gas on at Pearson Kia, 8301 West Broad Street, Kia.net.
I had new bills this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, saw a sheep tell online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Bevita Breakfast Bites, made with delicious ingredients, increase 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Bevita.
Morning win.
All travel lanes open. No delays. 95, 295, and 64. Watch for a collision on northbound Chippenham. Racing returns to Richmond tonight and tomorrow night. Heavier than normal travel volume on Laburnum, Richmond, Rico Turnpike, Meadowbridge Avenue.
Now, Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, who's this?
This is Chris.
My friend?
I'm doing
excellent, thank you. Chris, any big plans for the weekend?
We'll see what happens.
All right. No, I like that. Listen, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. Faith No More will be in concert. I have a pair of tickets for you. They'll be in for you. You can get your tickets through Ticketfly.com. But, dude, you hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you. Have a great weekend, dude.
Y'all too. Thank you.
Hey, you got to go to line three.
Hey, good morning, Elliot. How you doing?
I am doing excellent, thank you. Who's this?
This is Dave calling from Alexandria.
Oh, very good. Dave, and how?
Having a good morning. Heading into work.
Hey, what do you do? Anything good?
Work, Victor.
All right, I'll leave it there. Hey, Dave, can I ask you something real quick?
Yep.
E-cigarettes, do you vape or do you smoke e-cigarettes or no?
Negative, not at all.
You're heart healthy. That's what I like to hear. I got to find somebody. Hey, Kaylee, will you do me? I have to find somebody who smokes e-cigarettes. I got to find a vapor. Please. There's something awesome.
Cigarettes
that I had never, ever heard of before.
Something new.
Oh, it's, and by the way, hey, not obviously the roof, but what's going on is fascinating to me. You hold tight 1 second for me. I will give you I'll also give you a pair of tickets. You'll go see a concert. Hold tight 1 second. Have yourself a great weekend. All right, dude.
That's great, Elliot. Thanks a lot.
You got it, brother. Hold on 1 second. Then let me grab line five.
Hey, This is Rich. How are you?
Rich, I am doing excellent. Thank you. E-cigarettes or no? Boy, how do I find nobody that smokes e-cigarettes? God, I almost feel like the audience has let me down a little bit. not a problem. Rich, any big plans for this?
No, sir. Just trying to keep it open.
All right. Good deal. Well, listen, same 1 second for me. Kaylee, just need to know from you, and I will give you tickets more. All right, dude?
All Thank you.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold on 1 second. All right, here we go. Line 7.
Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
It's Sean. How you doing today, man?
Sean, fantastic. Thank you. You smoke cigarettes?
Yes, sir. I haven't had a cigarette in 6 months.
No kidding. Good for you. And do you enjoy vaping as much as you did smoking?
I mean, like, the first 2 or 3 weeks, I still needed a cigarette when I was a day or something.
Right.
So I feel great, man. When I'm drinking, I want some cigarettes, but that's just fiending, you know?
Now, do you smoke, your e-cigarette regularly? Are you competitively?
Competitively?
Yes.
Me and my friend, she drops in it. It's no competitive.
Okay, that's not exactly. That may be a splinter league, perhaps. Have you heard of competitive vaping?
Yeah, the biggest clouds they can, the stuff.
Dude, it is the greatest thing ever.
Rings.
I guess shapes are part of it, but you've heard of the competitive vaping?
Oh yeah, if you go to a shop.
A big difference.
What did I say? That's a bit for later.
They'll have competitions going on any night, and whoever wins gets it.
By the way, I just learned that yesterday. I had never heard of that before.
If you find a good shop that is, like, popular, the whole room is just cloudy. You can't walk in there and get a breath of fresh air. It's all vapor. It's people just trying to blow smoke clouds they can.
It's exactly what they call it. Oh, my God, this is the most thing I've ever heard of. And the dudes...
No. So and do they do it in, like, just shops?
Well, shops do it, but they've also turned it into, like, regicians. So, like, I was reading about a big competition that took place down in... And, how did I say they call them? Cloud chasers from everywhere. And they'll find, like, a shop champion... And then that shop will send them, or like e-cig manufacturers, they'll send, like they'll hold, and then send those guys down there for like these big tournaments. They're saying this could be, it's not going to be football, it's not going to be baseball, it's not going to, no. Back up for a second. You know what they say that this could turn into in terms of popularity and people being invested in the sport?
Hot dog eating contest?
No, that's mocking. That's mocking what I'm saying. They did as the World Series get, you know, there's. I don't want to say massive interest, but it's not a hot dog eating contest. But where it is a series of poker where they'll have, obviously for the WSOP, they'll have like a regional turn into World Series of Poker. That's televised. They're saying the world of competitive vaping could be the next in line.
By the way, there's poker on all. It's not just like I feel like premier events. It's on. When I'm flipping to the channels, it is always on.
Yeah, no. But what I'm saying is they'll have
get to a level like that.
Yes, it says competition. We reference in Dallas. Been heating up worldwide, everywhere from Los Angeles and Canada to Indonesia. This showdown is one of the smaller contests, but on the same day, there are three others taking place at various vape shops, which specialize in sales. That's obviously. Competitions are straightforward. Cloud chasers inhale on the devices, which convert eats into vapor. They competition by blowing the biggest, densest vapor cloud possible. By the way, look at the smoke coming out of that dude's mouth.
I know, you're like 6 feet.
That's impressive.
It looks fake.
And they say that it's not, though.
No,
it's not.
It looks like a...
Say that you'll see the contestants, like, sitting over, like, in the corner, like, really going to town on their e-cig.
Modifications that they can't...
Yeah. So, honestly, they say it's like your Chad Knaus working on a car. No, I'm serious. Where they'll open it up and they'll make sure that everything is clean, cleaned out, stripped down nice. But when you see some of the smoke that's coming out of these people, mm-hmm. My God. What? There's nothing fancy about it. It's a duel. You stand back to back. The guys go. I don't know what he says. You inhale and then you take a hit. I don't know if those are the terms. Not big into the e-cig world. But you take a hit off your cigarette. And then it loose, and whoever's got the biggest, nastiest...
One, two,
pull. Oh, pull, that's it! Yeah. You take a pull off a cigarette, sure. I gotta get in on this.
So you said there's the people who are participating are the cloud chasers, the fans.
Oh, yeah, no.
Cloud gazers.
Cloud gazers, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, it draws a crowd. You mean to tell me to see a guy blow out a sixth of smoke? You wouldn't stop and watch that?
That picture's crazy.
I'd watch that all day. TV, nonstop. This may be the grind.
Okay.
It's awesome.
How about the Champions League draw that just happened? Minutes ago.
Something about it. Here's what I do know. Free pull. That I do know. This is great. Where am I going? Line one. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hello? Hey, who's this? Yes.
This is Maris.
Oh, hey, Megan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Awesome. I work across the street from a vape shop at a Wawa in Stetson, and all my coworkers go over and in there one day. I'm constantly rolling out of that shop, and I got to see one of those competitions take place.
Was it awesome?
Cool. They had a real big guy. They take like as many puffs as they possibly can, and then they just
yeah. No, that's nice. Let me ask. Surprised that you got as into it as you did.
I would say that. Well, I'm not really into it, but I mean, it was fun to watch.
Right.
Everyone's totally into it. Like they had like pizza parties and.
Okay, that part sounds lame. Do you know who Gary Rivera is?
I'm sorry,
Rivera. The 32-year-old CEO of Surefire Vapor, he's the one who's trying to series of vape for law.
That's crazy.
They say it has blown up. Never heard of it.
Yeah, I had no idea. I walked in on that. It was like their big grand, and everyone was like so totally.
Well, here's the part I was talking about. At this one competition that's taking place, all the contests spread couches where they begin tuning up their devices, like racers turning hot rods before a race. And then they go on, they talk about how it's in the garage with a crew chief. They twist resistant wire into coils to carry electric. Okay, that's starting to get in the move. Technique is important. Winning clouds are more cute than cirrus. Do I have to go through the three types of clouds? I don't think I do. Contestants have not yet turned the sport into a profession yet. But competitions can pay winners anywhere from $250 to $2,000 getting sponsorships. So, like, if I was, I don't know, like a big company, Zogots or whatever, that would be, like, they would outfit me.
Mm-hmm. Zogsport,
exactly. They would outfit me in stuff.
Well, yeah, like you're wearing a shirt with, like, some...
Yes!
Yeah.
Dude!
Jimmy Jones.
Isn't this great?
Yeah, I mean, it's something, obviously, that... Seeing explosive growth just in
look at these two guys.
Enjoy. I mean, those shops are everywhere. It's every store that used to be a Smoothie King.
Right.
Is now, I feel like every empty storefront is now a vape shop.
Yeah. And they're doing competitions. Everybody's an athlete. This is right up my alley.
This is
never been the NHL or major.
It's a sport for people who don't have your conventional athletic prowess.
Yeah, like poker.
Like you don't. Okay,
like
yeah.
Golf.
Well, okay, I think golf's a different realm there with golf, but...
I'd watch this before I'd watch a golf tournament. All day before I'd watch a golf tournament.
On and not knowing what it was.
No, not at all.
What the hell is this?
But I'll tell you
commercial?
What, if I could make a six-foot smoke come out of my body, one of these competitions, every single day I'd be in there.
Well, yeah, if I was good I'd at something, yeah. I would be doing that.
Right, and I don't think you're giving these people the credit that they are due.
I never disrespected them at all.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line.
Nicknames, though.
No, because then, no.
And it's turning into wrestling.
Or now I'm
no,
back to...
wrestlers don't have nicknames. They have names.
That wasn't a nickname?
No, that was his name.
Okay, but the reason I don't want Eater X, and I don't want,
Well, way to crap on Sonya Thomas.
No, but those are nicknames.
There are plenty of people tell you, no, it's Tim Janis. It's not Peter X.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
And he lifts his hands up.
They need to have like a routine.
Diane,
need nicknames.
No, they're fine. They don't need nicknames.
The poker guys have nicknames.
What is... I can't even name a poker player. Phil Ivey, what's his nickname?
Gabe Kaplan.
I've met Connor. That's his nickname. Damn it, I lost line five. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line seven. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Yeah, hi, who's this? Yes. Hey, Josh, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good. So, to give you a little bit of history on this vaping thing, it started out with the regular e-cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
and then people took they flash lights and started putting big batteries.
Right.
And they called them mods, and then the coils and coil them up to get higher voltages so that when they turn these things, spraying this cloud of vapor out, it's just crazy looking.
I can't explain these clouds of smoke coming out of these people's bodies is one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
It's not in that much vapor. If you ever try these, it's
right.
Like taking a full lung to just get hit real e-liquid. And if they got flavors and stuff in them, you're just like, it's like eating food, rest of this stuff.
That's awesome. Hey, by the way, I don't know if they can hear me, but a big shout out to out of West Virginia.
Yeah.
Like them, my other one? This may be the best name. They can't hear me. They are in, but Lee, awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, my idea of fun names
okay,
was stupid.
But that's a theme of a team of team.
Yeah, it's the casual viewer interest.
Some full steam. The one that I don't like because they tried to be all like, we're cool, is the Sub-Ohm Soldiers in North Carolina. Suck it. I don't know.
Real thick wires, and they need to get low ohmage through the battery to have the wires hot enough to heat up the liquid.
That's just Aaron. You jumped in front of me, but I'll give you that one.
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Legion of Plume is Legion of Doom.
Oh, this brings up a good trivia question. Who skated on the Legion of Doom line?
I'm thinking of Animal and Road Warriors.
Michael Renberg.
Yep.
God damn it, Diane. Every time Lindros comes up, it comes about the Legion. I've given you two. Lindros, Renberg, number 10.
I'm out.
Johnny. La
Flame.
Where am I going? That's one of them. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot is Bobby.
LeClaire. Yeah, what's up?
Not much, man. I've been for about
about a year
now. I'm actually down in Ashland, Virginia.
You know what? I like competing so much. I hope.
That's right. I would love to have y'all experience a final competition firsthand.
And now let me ask you this: where is the? Where's your?
It's going to be in just shy of Richmond.
Yeah, sure. And you're open in Europe.
Yeah. July 1st. Open a couple weeks before that.
Into that, and are you going to host competitions?
Sure.
Have you? But you said that you've been a cloud chaser for years. Have you competed before?
Shot competitions. I've never, regional tournament. I have competed in a lot of shot.
Is it as impressive as I believe that it is?
It is. It is. And there are different competitions that can make it more fun.
For example,
there are competitions where you can have pre-built coil, where you can build it before you. Which gives some people an advantage over. My personal preference is a build-on-the-spot competition where you actually have to build your coil while you're sitting there waiting for them. They give you the wire. They give you the minutes of which you can build your coil. They give you how low your resistance can be.
Right, right.
And that builds everyone. They equal. So basically what it comes down to, it actually comes down to, like you said earlier, the lung capacity individual and their technique, which is what a cloud competition, in my opinion, should be.
Right. No, so, I hear you. So everything, it's up to the individual app equipment.
Correct.
I like that a lot. You know who I always think of when I think of Bing, though? No, well, obviously.
Isn't lung capacity important? Ironic. I almost feel like a lot of these are like beer leagues. Because these guys can't perform a level that's respected.
No, I always think of Moshe Kasher.
For vaping in here?
Yeah, we had a very cool, like, his e-cigarette was awesome.
Wasn't his the one that had, like, the end?
I don't know.
Like,
I feel a regular
filter?
No, I feel like he had, like three or four that he... But I always think of him for some reason. He's funny as hell. Anyway, dude, hey, send me some info on... What's the name of your shop?
It's going to be called Poland Vapor.
Love it. Yeah, send me some info. I don't know if I can get down... send me some info.
All right, sounds good.
Talk to you later. Oh, what do you say? Like, I guess you just say good luck. Like, what would you say to the competitor? But I want to be in the. I want to be in the pull. Good pull.
Yeah, break a leg,
vape a leg.
that'll be the name of your team.
Bad.
That's not bad
at
all.
Broadway ties.
Hi, only in the morning.
Come on.
A lot of Broadway ties to a lot of the competitors.
They're in full costume.
yes. Hi. Who is this?
This is Tammy.
Tammy, how are you?
You?
I am great, thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to hear you too. I hear you every morning.
Oh, thank you. You're calling me in the middle of vape competitions. Do you vape?
I do. I use the iStick, and it stopped me from smoking for about a year.
Right.
I felt so much better.
Do you?
When I started vaping, awesome.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you petitions?
No, my friend does, though, my neighbor. He builds the boxes. He says he pulls, it's wild what all they do.
Can he get like a big plume of...
Oh, shoot. Mouse, and all you do is you open the door and it rolls out. But this stuff smells so good. I mean, there's all these things that got these crazy ass names, you know, monkey fart and
awesome.
All kinds of stuff.
Tammy, you said the smokes, it's been a year or it was a year?
It was a year. That's my point I'm getting to. I'm going to tell you why. It's crazy. And I pick up another cigarette. So there I go, smoking cigarettes again.
Yep, it only takes one step. It only takes one.
That's right. You're exactly right. And so then I started smoking again, but now it's like I'll go to vaping because it's just healthier.
Right, right. I know that you said it's what you get mad about.
Oh, it was just me and my husband. We was having a little argument.
Right.
This is a good excuse, right?
Amen, bro. Amen.
Tammy, I was about smoking. You've written our Facebook page a few times, so I clicked on the link to see your profile. You were the only person of the millions who did it who held a cigarette during the ice bucket challenge. So,
oh my God, you saw that.
I know you're disappointed that you're back smoking, but you looked cool as hell.
Yeah, open that door and just hop that out there. Hey, Barry, hey, Tammy, have a great week.
Hey, you too. You too. Love you guys.
All right, Kaylee, let's do calls, please. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Stories from yesterday, last night, anything good that you want to get into, anything good going on this weekend, doesn't matter to me. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468.
This vulnerable needs something more powerful than any of us.
Of Ultron hits theaters on Elliot in the Morning. Wants you to see it early with us. Ultron. Listen passes to Elliot in the Morning screening Ultron next Tuesday night at the Regal Majestic 20 in Silver Spring for an IMAX 3D screen.
No way we all get through this. I got no plans tomorrow night.
Listen every day. Hey, can't get through? Problem. Head to Facebook.com, AM Online, and sign up to get your passes there.
There are no strings on me.
The screening of Avengers 8 from Marvel Studios. Experience it in IMAX 3D. Elliot in the Morning.
XL 102, great music, food, and craft beers, but it's also a way to give back to Richmond.
A portion of Project Local, supporting charitable organizations in the Richmond community.
There are so many great causes that need attention. Fundraising, events, and advertising. Today Ticket will help get their message out.
If you have a small charitable organization, go to prod.org and apply for a grant up to $5,000.
The goal of Project Local is to have 100% of the grants go directly to the local, a corporate salary or solicitation advertising.
Rock out and give back at XL 102 Big Field Day to benefit Project Local.
Could ride the merry-go-round as many times. Should have known just how many times he had in mind. I also should have known not to eat that corn dog. Just like I really should have known that Geico car insurance for over 75 years. 75 years. They even have a locksmith. We should all know the... I know. And now you know. But where it stops, nobody knows.
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings.
Now that you know Geico has an area, let me expand your wealth on how they could help. Geico agent-operated businesses that could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, RV, Geico Insurance Agency could all save homeowners and renters coverage. Do you look smarter? And yes.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or...
Your feet put in us how they feel and smell. Odor eaters, powders, and sprays control sweat and odor. Immediate overactivated formulas destroy sweat and leave feet dry and comfortable. Kick off your shoes with confidence. Odor eaters.
It's a spring sales event. See why Odor will get better service and the best deals. Drive the 2015 Elantra for $109 a month. $1 bonus. Or 2015 Sonata. 0% for 60 months on all models. $1 bonus cash on hybrid model. A 2015 Santa Fe Smart. Elantra Santa Fe and Genesis for 36 months. $1,000 mile leases for $3,000. $10 due to signing on the launch rate in Santa Fe. $3.99 on Genesis. All offers exclude tax. Tax. 9.5% available on approval with well-qualified credit.
Jezebel's invites you to join the fun while helping a great line for cures, a cancer research. Jammin' at Jezebel's is Saturday night, April 25th from 7 to 11. If you'd like to sponsor, 631-2084. On 2084.
Right now, the Home Depot has 8-inch drop and bloom. So let's take the guess with these professionally designed annual combinations. They're pre-potted and pre-arranged to get in any container or garden bed you drop them in. Let's do this. Spring all out for less with beautiful 8-inch drop and blooms for only $9.98. More saving. More power. The power of the Home Depot. Participating U.S. stores only.
Right now is the prime opportunity to grow your business. You don't have to go, have to spend anything. All you have to do is richmondadvertising.com. Get ideas, advice, and prices. That's advertising.com.
It's Pearson, West End, month end, into winter. Bring in the spring, nobody down sales event. That's right. Zero down during this huge event at Pearson Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Today, the Pearson family of dealerships is offering 0 months with payments until summer. Plus, on-site financing and 0% interest on select models. Of the year, and the Pearson family here in spring inventory has never been bigger. So there's no cash at Pearson Kia, Pearson Mazda, and Pearson Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Trade up with your trade-in. Pearson West End will take it off your head. You behind the wheel of your dreams. The deals are awesome. The savings are awesome. And the payments aren't going to be in effect until summer. It's sales event. Until the next one, take advantage of 0% financing on select models. On-site financing and no Pearson West End dealerships.
Subject to credit approval, sale names 426-21.
Breakfast bites this morning. Then I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try breakfast bites when you're on the go. Mix ingredients and carefully bit hair fake to release 4 hours. Share your morning win.
Morning win.
They're calm and quiet right now. In fact, all travel lanes open for 95 on 64. Downtown is in good shape. Watch for a collision northbound Chippenham at Huguenot Road and a collision with Woodpecker Road.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC Washington, WRXL Richmond, Elliott in the Morning.
This hour, I'm going to need a couple of winners. Tuesday, for screening of Avengers, Age of Ultron, will say night. Keep in mind, you can go through Facebook and get yourself registered there as well. Facebook.com/EITM online. So if you can't get through, it's busy, or you just can't climb, you can do it anytime during the day. Facebook.com/EITM online. You can get your tickets that way. So we're going to be very busy with our winners down to Jackson for the Welcome to Rockville Festival. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, I did get a nice invitation for us while we're down there. Audubon Jacksonville racing there. Don't know, sneak that in. By the way, you know, I make a bang up business this weekend. G-Force in Richmond, across from the track.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's awesome. It's great. It is great. That's right. You totally forget. You got race week. It's funny, my in Ashland last night, making their way up. It was nuts. So you got race weekend. But thank you very much to Audubon Health, guys, for the invitation. But yeah, if you're heading to Richmond this weekend and get your fill of racing, I mean, and by the way, you don't have to go to G-Force just around race week. Do yourself a favor and get in there. Oh, very busy. See. So we've got this weekend, we've got Age of Ultron Tuesday. And then next weekend, we're very busy. We've got BFD in Richmond, and then we get Kerfuffle here in D.C. Now, Friday night, we do have an Elliot in the Morning party taking place at Keys. By the way, wait, Milky Chance's place. So Friday night of next week, we've got Keegan's. Today, we've got BFD. Sunday, we've got Kerfuffle. So it's not slowing down. And just so everybody knows, he knows next week when we get back on, I'll be giving away tickets every day for and Kerfuffle. And whether you're going to BFD or you're going to Kerfuffle, not only will I give you tickets, but you'll also get to meet Incubus. So it's way too much info. Way too much info. I don't even know how I got there. It's later this hour for Age of Ultron. And then don't forget, about an hour, Lisa Loeb will be on with us. All right, let me get into some follow-up phone calls. 866-6 to Elliot. 235-5468. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. Hell yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about right there.
Wilson fight last night.
You know what? I mean, listen, it was great. You knew it was going to happen. I was a little surprised that it was Lee that ended up dropping the. You knew, listen, they can't afford to be down without Okposo. They can't afford to be down without Martin. So I guess I was a little bit surprised that it was going to be Anders Lee. But I was glad you turned that thing into a nice one. And hopefully you ride some momentum. You go see him tomorrow afternoon. Finish that off and at least get a couple of days to rest up before round two, which would be great. That would be awesome. But no, yeah. Last night was fantastic.
With Ovi going down shortly last night.
Yeah, I'm not a bit of a heart palpitation when I see my stress test. A little heart palpitation, though, when you saw him gingerly make his way to the bench.
I was expecting to see you go jumping over there and start massaging that knee for him, make sure he was going to be okay to get back on the ice.
I don't care, left knee or knee, I'll make sure that he is back out on the ice. I'll take care of whatever knee I have to on that man last night. I'm so happy for Chipperalzer and Kuznetsov. What a great game by him. But that was awesome.
They put it on him there in Long Island and don't let off the gas pedal, just ride this momentum from last night and put it on him up there in Long Island.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm with you. And to shut that thing down with them limping out of the playoffs would be great. And by the way, I mean, there's going to be a lot of talk about very well last night. He was right back at it last night.
Great. I loved it. It was a big catastrophe this morning, Elliot. And have fun down there at Buck Hatebreed said. It's going to be a great one.
Hey, are you kidding? Please. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Elliot. Take care.
By the way, I make this vow that I will, there's something that I won't do in Jacksonville this weekend that somebody sent to me. I will not be the guy who got arrested at a different for urinating in the ice machine. Imagine.
You issued a challenge.
By the way, don't you believe that goes on more than you think it does? Well, it's got to be one of the old school ones where you lift up the front the slipper and not where you just put the bucket underneath and you can hit the button and it pours down.
That bag caught in the act? Or did people report fat ice smelling ice?
A 41-year-old man has been charged after relieving himself in an ice machine at a hotel. Wood urinated into the ice machine hours Tuesday. He reportedly told the security guard that there was a very intoxicated premise. The guard located Wood and saw him urinating in the machine. They did catch him right in the... I won't do that this weekend. That I've made a commitment to. By the way, picture of the day yesterday. I was riding the horse. The jockey, his pants fell down. Although there was some speculation early that it was on purpose.
Really?
Yeah. His pants fall down. Sorry, that's Indian. That's Indian.
Do you think there are people who are like Jacksonville for business? Time is Elliot leaving. Because I hope to God I am not on the flight with the man that's in the
seat. You know what? That's my friends made us Indian food. It is as authentic as it gets. But sometimes lentils, we're going to do that to a man's system.
No.
Please. The But look at the... I mean, that's full on out of that. That's not like a little pencil. That is full ass coming out of that. That's something. All right, line one. Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Clive.
Hi, who is this?
This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's wrong?
So I broke my banana.
You, 2 days ago, you...
I broke my boyfriend's penis.
What happened, honey?
He did coitus.
Uh-huh.
And he stopped all of a sudden and said, stop. And coming out and going everywhere. Oh,
can I ask you this before I dig a little deeper?
Absolutely.
Had you broken pushing you home?
I'm sorry?
What type of coitus were you?
He was behind me.
Very good. Yeah. And now, so he was like, stop. Did you hear anything?
I did not hear anything. I just, when he said stop, I just felt the blood.
No kidding.
It was like a hose.
Right. Mm-hmm. How much?
A lot.
Was it like in a horror movie where you just saw it like gushing out of there?
Oh, that's exactly how I explained it.
No kidding. it would kind of shoot every time his heart would beat.
Oh no, it was just gushing.
Oh my God! What did you do?
Well, we immediately went.
Right. Well, did you call an ambulance or did you drive this man?
I drove him.
Oof. Oh my God! So wait, did he just leave it out while like that? He got in the car. You didn't even put pants.
He held pressure.
Pinched it. I'm sorry. Wait, was the unit like bent in half or broken or something?
No. It actually it didn't look deformed. It was, you know, coming out of the tip of it.
Right. Sure.
So he just pinched that off.
Uh huh.
To stop it from bleeding.
Right. So you both got pinched it the whole way to the hospital.
Uh huh.
And then what happened?
We immediately back once the front people at the front desk realized what we were saying, and the whole ER was packed.
Right,
ushered us back, and then a minute later he was in surgery.
When you guys are like, were the first covered in blood?
They were black, so you couldn't see. They were.
I got you.
It wasn't noticeable.
Were you up to the front desk? What penis? Or did you like broken penis?
I was kind of whispering it, but it was obvious to everyone that's what was going on.
I got you. And you said that Fed was in surgery?
Yes.
Ooh, man. How's the unit today?
He's got a catheter and a cast around his penis.
I'm sorry, did you say a cast?
That was the best way the doctor described it, was like a cast.
I've heard of a cast on a penis before.
So sad.
Oh, yeah.
I think now you see like a toddler with a cast on when they break an arm.
Right.
Just feel for them.
Is it like
the same emotion?
It's not like one of those splints like they put on a finger. Is it with like the full and?
No, it's just like this hard, like covering around it.
Almost, yeah, just like a symbol. Symbol.
Yeah, like how you look at a soft cat.
I only ask you this because I hear something going on in the background. She's not old enough to understand that Dad broke his wang, is she?
Oh no, and I'm out of my car.
Oh, I gotcha.
When it's graphic,
right? Oh, okay. I just stand outside. So what to do for him?
Us now, or do you mean the surgery itself?
No. Well, either one, I guess.
Well, surgery itself. They said it was like a that they would make for a like around the.
Dan, we all understand, yes.
And then the doctor said, shoving?
No.
Yeah.
Right. Whew. And how long before you guys can try that out again?
6 weeks.
That's it. No kidding. Can I ask you, because we'll hear from these people from time to time, please wait the full 6 weeks and don't be like, well, it's been four, that's good enough. Good enough.
I can't. I don't even know if 6 weeks is going to be long enough.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. So, well, you know what? I mean,
Well, thank you.
By the way, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you thought to call me.
I'm the first person, actually, I thought.
Excellent. All right, well, listen. Yeah, keep me up to date. Check in with me in a couple weeks and let me know how we're doing. Talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
By the way, I didn't see any of that at the hospital yesterday.
Well, you weren't named Mercy.
That is true. That is true. I did through the little medical entrance. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi. And how she broke it so that I'll give that to my husband.
You know what? And I just hung up with her. You know what? I don't have the answer to that. Sir, don't know. You know what? Let me. Can we get back? Yeah. Maybe I can conference.
Yeah, that's very important information.
Hold tight. Let me see if I can get her back. Hold on one second for you. You're on line two, so you're there.
Okay.
All right, line. Don't move, please. Don't move.
Is everyone hoping for a pre-existing condition? Brittle bone disease.
By the way, you know what I think I am going to have to get redone? I think I'm going to have to get my finger. First of all, it's starting to hurt where I, like, killed the end, the mallet finger. It's starting to bend up again, and it hurts. Like, if you push right here, you can feel, like, where it's, where.
I'll pass.
But it's, yesterday that if I have to, I'm getting. But the, by the way, the stress test, awesome. First, killed.
So it was the treadmill then?
Yeah, so I got in there, and the, you know, you fill out all your paperwork or whatever. And so they lay you down. Well, they tell you what laid me down, and then they, it's a stubble on my chest.
She shaved it for
shaved
you?
It, shaved me right off. That was, well, hey, listen, as long as we're going, let's take care.
Have you let yourself go?
I just had like I just stubbled up. I mean, up every day, so I had some.
Plus this weekend.
So,
I did.
You brought one? Did you bring one?
Yeah.
When are you going swimming?
There may be something on site, something above ground.
Oh, what are you
welcome
going
to Rockville.
Are you going to the stadium? You're going to go to the pool in a pool?
Right,
you brought a bathing suit? Without a bathing suit. Anyway, so they take me in the back and shave me up, and then they put all these like lead, and then they hook you up to like, and they wanted to get your they want to get like your like resting heartbeat. I don't know what my numbers were. I have no idea. And then they were like, okay, get up on the tread. Start off by walking. He was like, Martha. Mm. She was like, all right, now we're going to get you. We're going to get you going. I was like, how long will you be able? I said, how long do I have to do it for? Like, just tell me. And that's how long. Like, if it's 10 minutes, don't make me go for 15. But if it's 20, I'll go for 20. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Just tell me after this and I'll do it. I killed it, Diane. At one point, she tried to run the speed up again. Are you cool at this point?
How fast?
I don't know. There's not a number on the machine. It's all hooked up to some EKG machine.
Did they do? Was it an incline? Did they raise the incline?
Oh, they definitely incline me. And yeah. run over the place. Owl. Well, I started getting... But the only thing that was weird... So, like, she's standing next to me while I was... And because every so often... So I have no shirt on, which I felt awesome. God damn it.
And two?
I had the cuff on. I have all these leads all over me. Not my shorts. I was going to run barefoot, but then there's a doctor who like sat in the back of the room and just watched. I don't even think he breathed the whole time. He just
came
in
looking at like a monitor, like measuring your vitals.
Looking at me.
Was
I don't know.
Doctor?
He had a coat on.
Okay. That's it?
That's,
no pants.
It was a trench coat.
I think I ran for 25 minutes. I was moving, man. I was hauling ass. Then I sat back down on the thing. She pulled all the stuff off of me and was like, okay, you can change and then put your clothes back on. I got my shirt on and I put my shorts on, not the shorts that I was running in. Kept my same socks and shoes on. That didn't. And then I met with the take your results and give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, your heart looks great. It's like, no kidding. It's like, yeah, it looks great.
So you were as surprised as...
100%. Honestly, I was 50-50 on whether they were going to say, just go down to the first floor, check yourself in, we're going to stent you and me. I thought that was coming. That's just how my luck goes. But you know what the guy said that he thought that the heart attack, when I say heart attack, the fake heart attack.
Both of them?
But that pain was an esophageal spasm.
That doesn't sound good.
I'd never heard of it before.
Is that like related to reflux or anything?
No. You know what he said it is? It's the perfect storm. Sleep deprivation?
Yeah.
Too much caffeine? Wait, what was the third one?
Cigarettes.
Smoking?
No.
Cloud chasing?
Stress. Not cloud chasing. Stress, sleep, too much caffeine. If all of those things hit at the same time, esophageal spasm.
Why aren't you having
the because they're not all like
I've had it that one time.
I'm not stressed out at all. I feel great right now. It's also because I know I am freaking heart healthy. I've had a lot of caffeine today, and I really didn't sleep last night, so I only have two of the three. Now, if I kick my stress level, I could esophageal spasm like that.
So he said it's likely and it's going to happen again.
Did not say that.
Oh.
He did not say that.
All right.
He just said that that's what you had. What time of the...
No, I'm reading about... You didn't want to learn more about a condition that may or may not...
Okay, go ahead.
Sometimes the squeezing, so that pressure you felt, moves down the esophagus and this is called esophagus.
What's that?
You said it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nutcracker spasms?
Yeah, this pain can feel so crazy.
There you go. I got an esophageal spasm.
It's cool.
By the way, he was broadcasting. He came in on... Like
boy's regular haircut,
salt and pepper hair. Like this guy looked like he looked like.
They can last from a few minutes to hours.
He said, "How?" And I said, "You know what's weird? Like when something like that's going on, it feels longer than it is." I said, "Maybe it was a minute. It felt worse. No, it can go on a while." I said, "Yeah, but it went away."
Constant. It's not like it like ramped up and then went away and then came back.
No. It just I got kicked in the chest by a horse. What, Kaylee? Well, I was. Yeah, there was some pressure for days.
Is that like muscle?
Didn't ask him, Diane.
Oh.
Didn't ask him.
He
told me what I had.
Okay. Well, I would. I'm like Tyler. I would immediately be all over the internet looking at.
Can I do the worst thing that you diagnosis? Go to the internet. Thing you
no.
can do.
No, self is the worst thing you can do. Once you find out what you have, it's good to maybe be knowledgeable about the topic.
Right.
I mean, aren't you concerned about nutcracker crackers?
No, because I'll know exactly what it is. Now I know exactly what it is. Now you know what the problem is? If I do suffer a heart attack, well, it's just the esophageal spasm.
That's exactly what you're going to do.
See, so you should.
There are no differences. You just said it mimics a heart attack.
No, it says something similar.
I don't know what a heart attack feels like.
Would you have called it squeezing chest pain?
No, dude. It was honestly, it was like a pain in the chest.
Okay, because this is the sign of maybe a heart attack or angina.
Oh, she's got a cute. Yeah, no, but that's what I have. I have esophageal, I had an esophageal spasm.
I wrote different E, and it filled in spasm and heart attack.
Did it really?
So people in an emergency jumping over to their computer. On one.
Line 7. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, my name's Abby.
Hey, Abby, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I get esophageal spasms all the time.
Thing.
Yeah. I have this condition called achalasia, basically my esophagus. But I get those spasms, like, randomly, and they always happen at night for some reason. There's, like, nothing you can do for the people.
The pain is crippling, right? Like, think your heart's exploding.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Hey, can't have the nutcracker one.
No.
Hey, is it mostly women?
Thank God. No. Yeah, it's bad. So I feel ya.
No, they hurt like hell, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. They keep me up all night.
You have that. But, yeah, those are rough. Hi.
Elliot.
Hey.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, what's up, Frank?
I had one of those at a restaurant eating a piece of steak, and I couldn't even swallow my...
Dude,
I had to go to a hospital to find out what was wrong.
Did they tell you that it was a sausage?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I got, bro.
And he ended up scoping me, and there was a piece of steak.
Oh, my God. And choke.
It used to happen all the time, but my wife and I figured out what some of foods can set it off.
Yeah, no, he told me that he thought that mine was caused by stress and, caffeine.
Caffeine, absolutely.
So he goes to the hospital to go to commercial break.
Well, this guy's a pussy.
Tyler being kicked by a horse.
Yeah, no, it is, I mean, I'm telling you, it is unbelievable pain. You do feel like, and again, I've never had a, but I would assume it's like when you have a heart attack and your heart's on the verge of.
Yeah, see, I didn't think my something was wrong because I couldn't swallow, but it did. It felt like your heart was going to just.
Yeah, no, it's rough to keep my. I don't know how I'm going to manage those three things.
Pain and sleep.
I'm not giving up. Can't sleep more.
Didn't they tell you though? Or did they say to drink less coffee? Or
No.
You need to sleep more.
Yeah, that was the pat on the ass on the way out the door.
Gotcha.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Esophageal spasm out to the sleep more, smoke less. Boom.
Terry on Twitter has a way for you to manage it.
What's that?
Elliot, my sister gets
Valium. Valium.
My sister gets them alcohol. I guess it helps a lot. Hand.
Wait.
Booze helps.
Yesterday.
Then you'll help.
Gas yesterday. Because like when you have to fill everything out about what and all that, it does say do you, so of course why, and then the letter Y, I don't fill in much, and so when was the last time you drank, and I was like, yeah, I had a beer probably a day or two ago, I don't know, whatever it was, I left out the dickle. And so you know what, drinking and smoking, I killed that stress test. Killed it.
The guy who questioned me, my interpretation of your pain.
Right.
I could tell that you were
nervous.
Pretty.
Yeah,
I almost did. That's how close we were to, like, in response. I mean, you were pain.
Oh, it
and
was
you
horrible.
Said you said what had happened the first time. Brace yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Esophageal spasms. Look into it. That's the, Elliot, make sure you don't have cancer. Cancer. Yes. Wait, why are you looking at me like that?
I hate that.
Well, you're the downer.
Well, that's the real thing.
Who died of esophageal cancer? I didn't have me. I
father,
he died of esophageal cancer? Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Serious question. Did he?
I don't recall him.
Downer?
Well, you were laughing gleefully about esophageal people. Way.
All right, you know what? Let me get back on the high road. Hey, are you still? She's not there? Wait, my girl, Gina? Ugh, son of a bitch, I asked her to hold, too. Elliot, you can get those after lap band surgery. Man, I'm fine. Although, are you going to make a face because we know somebody who did? Although, I don't know if that was lap band or whatever the surgery
sleeve.
Whatever it was.
That was a sleeve.
Sleeve. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Elliot.
Oh, this is a girl who broke her boyfriend's penis.
Hi.
Yeah, no, I lost the other girl. She's old, but I guess she didn't care about my esophageal. But can you answer the question, how did...
I'm not quite sure.
So it just happened. You were having sex, it happened.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Was it specific you did?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what happened. it was dark in the room.
Damn. I understand. I understand. Okay, very good. Wayne says it was from not doing anal.
No. Think about it. I think Wayne might be a doctor. Wayne did Elliot's stress test yesterday. They run that back in your head.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, totally.
Yes. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news right after that. I'll meet a couple of winners. Because I do have something medical that I learned at the doctor. I don't want to be too medical today. Now I have to do it. All right, let me do this. I'm going to after that, we'll do a little news. After that, I'm going to get join us for Avengers Age of Ultron. By the way, busy and you can't get through, you're not going to be at facebook.com/EITM online. You can register that way. And then, I did those visits, something I had never heard of before. Ever. So I do want to get into that. That'll be adult. All right, let me take a quick break and tell you in the morning.
It's in the morning. 102. Spring. Make it a 3-day weekend with a BFD rehab session. Performance Monday, May 4th at the Capitol Ale House Downtown Music Hall. The only way in is to listen and win.
What you gonna do?
With a soothing sound, yeah, punk. The BFD rehab session featuring the legendary Offspring. BigFieldDay.com.
You've got to deal with people you trust. More trustworthy than the folks at Argent Credit Union. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been Argent years, and they take care of us. And if you're home, they're going to take care of you with affordable loans with only 3%. That means you can drink faster and with more cash in furniture or for whatever else you might need. Plus, once you're in your home, Argent makes it easy with online banking. Loan Center today. Argent Credit Union, second to none.
Time for the toast.
honestly, I don't think the Ice Queen will make it 5 years. But I do know this. If it weren't for those new toasty 7-Eleven melt sandwiches us groomsmen had for lunch, none of us would be here. Congrats, 7-Eleven. Yours and melty cheese save the day.
Lunch worth toasting. Try the old-fashioned Italian melt sandwiches. Only $2.99 at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven. For a limited time at participating locations.
Get quick, safe, and ready every time by switching to new Durex brake pads available only at AutoZone. They're proven tough and engineered to outperform the original brake pads that came with your car. AutoZone.
Hey, customers. Verizon wants perfect time to join the largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. For most wireless customers who bring their number to Verizon, get a $150 bill smartphone line they switch. Plus, we'll waive the activation fee. With Verizon, you can count on to keep you connected in the mountains and everywhere in between. Every moment matters. So does your network. You also get access to the latest high-tech devices. In the exclusive Droid Turbo by Motorola for smartphones, it's no money down for qualified customers on Verizon Edge. And customer, now you can save without settling. Hurry to any Verizon store or call 1-800-646. Send credit approval, bill credit, and activation fee credit require Edge activation or 2-year agreement for smart 2-3 billing cycles. CoverageDetails.com.
Jezebel's invites you to join the fun while helping a great cause. It's a cancer research organization. Jezebel's is Saturday night, April 25th from 7 to 11. If you'd like to sponsor, call Victor 2084. That's 64.
We like things big. With 10K,
big.
When open, we do it big. But what you're probably lacking and could use is big. And since we could all use big use this month, Pearson Kia is giving you big gas savings. Buy a new Pearson Kia and get a gas. This is just one of the many deals during Pearson Kia's big gas reconstruction. For big gas on at Pearson Kia, 81 West Broad Street, and PearsonKia.net.
People wonder how Cap Center mortgages can offer zero closing costs and great rates.
Mentioned whether Cap Center's no closing costs was real. I mean, come on. Where can you get that kind of deal? But they delivered. They say they're doing it. We had closing documents from the bank that we've banked with for 15 years. And once we got the Cap Center closing docs, there was sent. When you're looking at $400,000 in closing costs at a Cap Center, you got to check out Cap Center. Zero closing costs, the best rates, and the service. This is just tremendous. And I'm a happy Cap Center customer. Cap Center is like a banana split with a
Yum, yum. Call 1-800-000 or visit capcenter.com for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 67717. Get information at NMLS Consumer as Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of hearing those guys consider $1,000 on your car insurance? Call say nobody beats the insurance.
Nissan of Richmond has seen change, but one thing hasn't changed. We're still the largest Nissan dealer in Richmond. You the best deals in our history. For just $17,995. Visit Nissan of Richmond. Short pump. Nissan regional sales ranking CYT14 for complete details.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Slow moving conditions on 64 as you approach the shock of the problems. 95 and 2 and 28 of the downtown expressway in good shape. Watch for a crash. Cox at West Cox, West Broad, clear at Twin Hickory Road. Collision on the Southern Road at Woodpecker Road.
Richmond's number one morning show on XL 102.
Do you breathe me anymore? Do you sleep? Do you count sheep anymore? Do you take your pain and tongue like lead? Do you fall gracefully into bed anymore?
Will be with us about an hour from her. All right, Diane, let's get into some news, please.
Teenager hospitalized with 70% of his body after he was attacked by two other young men. Rice, the young man, was there is word from his family. The other two were accusing him of stealing a PlayStation, saying that no work condition other than to say that he was in a medically induced coma in critical condition at last check after the attack happened the other day. The prosecution has rested in the penalty phase of the bombshell video played yesterday showing the mother of young 8-year-old victim Martin Richard over her dying son's body trying to tell him to talk to her and saying please, and Martin uttered many times.
Did you Timone, that talking about the little the his family was not in the courtroom yesterday. excuse me, but they had a doctor who testified. He died slow, painful death.
Yeah.
And I mean, died ultimately of just bleeding out. They talked about how at his age, he was that much closer to the his vital organs.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor was on there and said, listen, anybody who thinks that it was instantaneous, and it was not like that for the little boy, that he would have, I mean, it's gut-wrenching to read. It's horrible. And like I said, the family wasn't in there. But the doctor talked about that he would have been in an amount of pain for him would have felt like forever.
Steve,
that was horrible to read.
Who also lost was talking about how, about his little boy, and they showed the picture that many people have seen of the little boy who appears to be wrapped up in a blanket, and he's got blood all over the side of his
right.
head, and he's being carried by a Boston police officer, suffering a skull fracture, obviously burns, lacerations, and a purple. Tsarnaev's lawyers are scheduled to begin presenting their witnesses. Some of his relatives who had a Boston area are expected to be called to the stand.
His mom will not be bringing his mom up, as his mom is she'll still run her mouth about how, you know, this
both
is
the first
kids were great kids, this and them, they did nothing wrong. She is not heading to Boston for the
more women accusing Bill Cosby of sexual assault. One of them, Janice Kinney, says that Cosby assaulted her back in 1924 working at Harrah's Hotel and Casino in Reno, Nevada. She says, I did her party, but when she got there, there were only three people in attendance. After a game of backgammon, she says he gave her two pills. She woke up on the couch, zipped, and her blouse open with his hands inside her blouse. There was another woman who said that Cosby assaulted her. She was a model in Chicago, where she says she was given a glass of wine, and she doesn't remember anything after that. Is when she wakes up with him.
Right.
And then there was a third woman, Autumn Burns, who says she was assaulted in 1970 when she made up the total number of women to 38 who have come forward. Sawyer, young twins on Everybody Loves Raymond, has committed suicide. He played on the show, which from 1996 to 5, acting alongside his twin brother, who played Michael, and then his sister Madeline, who
right.
played the older sister Allie, obviously with Ray Romano, and particularly members saying that he basically went out on the front porch of their home. And there was in Pennsylvania the other day. This is the same Victoria's Secret where 150 bras were stolen. No identities on the suspects at this point, but they put the
van. Must be a.
It sounds like it's an easy one to steal from.
Oh, you know where we have to go? Sears in Canada.
Four.
It's very specific. Sears. Oh, did you guys not get the big press release yesterday? They are now dealer, is it dealer, seller, whatever it is?
Yeah.
Thank you. The exclusive retailer of the Wayne Gretzky line.
Is it like dress
shirts?
He's
not
or?
Doing clothes for you and Kaylee.
Well, what is he selling?
Yeah,
is he casual clothes, suits?
The Wayne Gretzky, you know, it used to be at Hudson Bay, but that went away. And so, yeah, they made the big announcement, Sears Canada, the it's where America shops. That is where the...
Sears Canada. Why would they sell it in the United States?
Because it's a deal that he made exclusively with Sears Canada.
Oh.
They are now the exclusive retailer of the Wayne Gretzky line. You know what? I'm going to call Gibbs, see if we can set up a little shopping spree to Sears.
University in Pennsylvania mistakenly sent out 495 letters of congratulations who were previously denied.
And I'm a Drexel Dragon!
Were follow-ups that were supposed to be sent to accepted students regarding their reply deadlines. We're sorry for the mix-up.
Oh, wait, so I'm not getting in?
No. I felt like my dreams were coming. Twice. Vin Diesel speaking at CinemaCon saying that Fast and Furious will be coming out in April of 2017. Also tonight on ABC, their two-hour special, Jenner, the interview with Diane Sawyer, where he talks about his life and his family.
Those are the only ones. I can't let myself hurt them.
Obviously talking about his family members, specifically his daughters. Also, if you are waiting tonight's Grey's Anatomy, stay off.
Isn't that out and everywhere by now? I don't know how it happens, but I know what happens. That? Do you still watch Grey's Anatomy?
She was streaming it this morning.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. All right. I mean, it's not a big deal. Who cares? People know.
Don't.
All right. I won't say anything.
I'm horrible at that, and even I haven't done it yet.
All right.
Golden State Warriors mounting a fourth quarter comeback, beat the Pelicans 123-119 in overtime. Awesome win for the Washington Capitals last night as they beat the Islanders 5-1.
You're goddamn right, Diane.
And now lead that series 3-2. Kuznetsov, somebody else said he was mic'd up.
Was mic'd up
last night.
Two goals and assists. Chimera gets one. Alsner gets one. I think Brooks Like ended up getting one. That was great. That was a hell of a game last night.
Looking forward to game 6. That'll be tomorrow. At 3.
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Nassau Coliseum. The Caps win. They accomplished on to the second round of the playoffs, and they shut down Nassau Coliseum with an Islanders loss in the playoffs.
You also get some
which is how it should.
Games tonight as Montreal tries to finish off the Ottawa Senators. The Rangers off the Penguins with a win tonight. So to that series tied at 2-2. Baseball, Nationals fell to the Cardinals 4-1. Yesterday, Ryan Zimmerman may be suffering from plantar fasciitis and time off for some rest. Weekend to play the Marlins. For all the White Sox and the Royals started near the first base foul line, branched out towards second base, and then resumed again near the first base bag, ending with the ejection of 5 players.
Samardzija, best thing was he fell. Because if not, knock the F out.
NASCAR is in Richmond. This Toyota Care 250 Xfinity tomorrow night under the lights. The Toyota Owners 400 Sprint Cup race on Fox. Also, Britt McHenry set to return to her suspension.
Suspension is over. Just, you know what? Hike that dress up just about another quarter.
No details on what she's doing for this weekend. One of the producers did say she will be in Spiens to be covering next week's draft for the Rams.
Oh, so she gets Rams.
Is a look at news. Look at news and sports.
XL 102. There's reasons to choose Toyota. Just one. Did you know that every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care? A two-year no-cost maintenance site assistance exclusive. Toyota Care covers your normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 first. And your new Toyota needs a car commercial fleet. So see your participating dealer for all the details. It's race time in Richmond. The 2 is on Friday, April 24th. Owners 400 race entrance is on April 25th. Go to RIR citing Toyota race details. Then visit your Toyota dealer for special 0% APR financing on select new Toyota models and cash APR financing terms to model year. And not all buyers will buy at Toyota.com and then visit your Richmond area Toyota dealer today. Today, Toyota, let's go places.
Now, back to Elliot XL 102.
To Elliot, 6-235-5468. Call me right now. Both of you will get passes to join us Tuesday for Elliot in the Morning screening of Avengers, Age of Ultron. Do a little IMAX 3D viewing next Tuesday. So again, call me right now, please. 866-235-5468.
I choose Peter.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Elliot in the Morning. XL 102.
I'm waking you with calming tunes and sure, you'd love this kind of help in the made you fresh coffee with I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and
West McDonald's can serve you better. Right now, get an egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations okay. Participation may vary.
Morning, dude.
Chris.
Long cat.
You go, man. I got an extra sausage burrito and small McCafe coffee from McDonald's Dollar Menu.
From this to a sweet and creamy McCafe coffee, plus your other faves, all for $1 each. McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast can get your mornings up to speed every day.
Feel better?
Yeah. I am. To bring it. This day has you.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation only.
Two outs here in the ninth, and Lou Lockhart is one out away from a perfect game. While we back, forget about the great clips, great haircut. Everyone will go. Wait, Lockhart is leaving.
I got the great clips.
Money's some sale.
That's sale. For a limited time at participating salons, a haircut is just $5.99. Be great.
The $5.99 great haircut sale runs April 25th through May 1st.
Over 20 Richmond area salons.
Tired of guessing which bag of all of your lawn problems? Guess no more. Cutting-edge grass is grassy. Your total illusion. Stop constant watering. Stop constant fertilizing. Stop constant mowing. Cutting-edge grass seed has the ability to create inch roots. The deeper the root, the less you need to water the grass. Only Grass features an exclusive mix and other top-performing seeds. See deep, blue-green lawn that will be the envy of your neighborhood with very little lawn, drought-tolerant, shade-tech, and disease-resistant, all in one bag. No wonder cutting-edge grass mowers everywhere. Homeowner, thicker, greener, fuller lawn. So take the guesswork out of your next lawn seed purchase and take back your weekend with cutting. Get cutting-edge grass at your local Lowe's store or online at Lowe's.com.
Don't trust your sleep to an act. Only Sleepy Sleepies has mattress expertise to find you the most comfortable mattress. And only Sleepies has the same brand. Now lowest prices of the season. With up to 65% off mattresses throughout the queen set with $1,800 just $99. And get a Sealy Posture $499. Only mattress professionals.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. If you're like most looking for a car, it's like going to the doctor's or a funeral. Pearson, that's why they try hard to be the anti-car dealership. It all starts with the philosopher Mike Smith. By the way, no pressure, no pressure, no hidden fees, no sitting around the showroom, and it won't take all day to drive off in your new car. See why Pearson Mazda is much more than just a car dealership. In the West End at 9520 West, online at PearsonMazda.com.
iHeartRadio Rising Star Competition is back, and you have the chance to choose which emerging artist iHeartRadio Music Festival. Enter for your chance to win a VIP trip to the iHeartRadio Festival Las Vegas. Go to iHeartRadio.com/Rising Star.
Slow-moving conditions on 64 as you're in Valley Bridge area. No problem, I-95. Chippin' M 288 and the Downtown Expressway in good shape. Watch for Crash Cox at West Broad. Clearing a collision. Knuckles Road at Twin Hickory Road. Side Bradley Bridge. Side Bridge Road at Woodpecker Road.
Elliot in the morning.
Yes, it is. What is your name?
This is Mike.
Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm excellent. This is great.
Hey, so listen, Tuesday, I'm going to give you 4 tickets to join us for Elliot in the Morning sneak preview of Avengers Age of Ultron.
I'm so excited
with my students. Oh, that's awesome. Listen, you hold tight one second for me. Get info from you. Have a great weekend. And then I'll see you at the theater on Tuesday night. All right, bro?
Oh, thanks, guys. Enjoy Jacksonville.
Oh, looking forward to it. I can't wait. Can't wait. Hold tight one for me. Tyler, what do we say to people? Hey, to the bathroom?
I say, excuse me. Excuse me.
Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, hi. Who is this?
Hey!
Hey! How are you?
Well, how are you?
Good, good. I don't know why you'd say that. I'd like to hear a girl who's excited, but I shouldn't be like that. It's for everybody. It's for the movies for everyone.
Yeah, no, mine's so hard. I'm so excited.
All right, so listen, you said your name was Kat?
Yeah.
All right, Kat, so I'm going to give you, you will join us on Tuesday night. And you'll join us on Tuesday night for the Elliot in the Morning screening, Age of Ultron. And like I've told everybody, if you can't get through, if it was busy or you just couldn't call right now, that's okay. Facebook.com/EITM online. You can get tickets this more when we get back from the weekend. But yeah, if you need to get yourself signed up, you can do it over the weekend. Facebook.com/EITM. Your tickets that way. Kat, not a problem for you. You have 4 tickets coming your way, so I will see you on Tuesday. Can I have you on the phone? I learned something yesterday that I learned yesterday that I had never in my life.
There's no disagreement. The day after is rough.
And I hope I'm pronouncing this right. I'll spell it for.
Okay.
Haley, if either of you have heard it or maybe have it, please feel free. Vaginismus.
Wait.
Vaginismus. Let me spell it in case I'm mispronounced. V-A-G-I, vagia, nismus, N-I-S. Would you pronounce that?
I have no idea.
Would you pronounce that any other way?
Like Christmas? Or nismus?
It's not so much.
Vaginismus. No, we know the first part.
Write that down. That'll be our Christmas concert.
Vagia.
There's festivus, vaginismus. No, vaginismus. But would you look at it? Would you say that any other way?
Well, some people might say, well, you can go with jai instead of
vaginimus?
Yeah.
No.
Nismus. I think that's our safest bet.
Kaylee, will you do me a favor? Will you see if you can find any nose of vagin? Diane, I can't tell. Is your hand up because you need to say something or
no.
You have this?
No. I've never heard of it.
So you don't have it?
Mm-mm.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Well, then how do you know whether you have it or?
I feel like if I had something like
that. May I read?
Go ahead.
Look at this. Nismus is an involuntary tightening of the pelvic floor muscles. Tyler, can I read this? I can read that once. It's not saying it dirty. It's in context.
Just Diane.
It's no, I'm
All right, and straight face.
It's the tightening of the pelvic floor muscles to insert something into her. It causes an intense burn and can make penetration The vagina may completely clamp up, blocking entry as if it were a brick wall. There is, by the way, most of the time it's just mental.
Huh.
Yeah.
And it comes out of nowhere.
It can cause anxiety, fear of intercourse. It's the female version of erectile dysfunction, where like men would be embarrassed to say they would have it. That women are afraid to come forward and say for a reason they are on. But I mean, you're looked at somebody that have coitus,
and it's chronic. Like it's not like it happens for a week and then goes away, or it's just always.
There are things that you could do in order to help yourself. Kaylee, are you trying to get my attention, or do you now identify with what?
The girl who broke her boyfriend's penis back on the phone.
No. Read a interview with a Mary Vance. Holy crap, Diane. But I will say I found ways to and can use that thing.
Is that where that politician got legitimate rape from?
I'm sorry, I missed you there. I'm gonna say is no.
He's referencing the guy that said, I hear there's ways the body can stop conception.
Oh. No, that wasn't part of the interview. That wasn't part of the interview that I read.
Oh.
Hey, listen, you know
she's
what?
She's trying to lighten the mood.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
With rape.
Kat, hold tight one second. See you on Tuesday, okay?
Okay, can't wait. Thank you so much. And remember, there are no strings on me.
Everything about you. Oh, sit by me.
Sit by me.
All right, hold tight one second. Hold tight one second. It's ultra.
There are.
Oh, I can do the voice.
She had a better deep.
It's whatever. Oh, well, you know what? She's vaginismus. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yes, what can I do for you?
I have vaginismus, and I call in because it sounds like you guys have no idea what it is.
I had never heard of it until yesterday.
Okay. So what do you guys...
Well, can I ask you a couple of things?
Okay.
Fine. How old are you now?
7.
How old were you when you discovered that you had vaginismus?
I figured it out when I was 16, but what's wrong with me?
Sure, but the interview said that she had no idea. Well, you did not have any idea. A lot of doctors didn't know what she had either.
Yes. So I figured out something was wrong with me when I tried to lose teen.
Wait, can I... Whoa, on you. I got to hit pause on you. What did you do about your period? I can't... Pads.
Yeah.
No, because the girl that they interview, what did you do about tampons? And the woman said, I used them, but I just thought, you know what, this isn't for my time, so I just went strictly past.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's pretty typical.
Right. Wait, so when you were 16, ain't nothing happening here.
Yeah, it was pretty frustrating. It basically restricted my sex life years.
Yeah, no. And, the woman said the exact same thing.
And so what happened was I went to, I've been in a few GYN, what's wrong with me, and I kind of like, I was really complacent and I was pretty depressed about it because I was like, help me. And I would go to a GYN, exams were really painful. And they would tell me, oh, you're just really tight because you're a virgin. And that's not the case.
Right. Can I ask you this? Did they try using, because this woman talks about, like, because they ask her about, like, well, what did you do when you would go to the college, whatever, to get like, your smear? And then they would go, she said that they would try a, hold tight, gotta find, a child size.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, you know all of, yeah. Oh, my God, you're great. Listen to how happy you are.
So, I was officially diagnosed when I was 24.
Right.
So many doctors that didn't know what I finally did some research, figured it out, found a specialist in my area. I've been to two specialists. I go to 34. So I just want to kind of start by saying I have three related, but vaginismus is all.
Hey, don't bum me out, though. Don't bum me out. Like, let's
I'm not
keep this fun.
To,
let's
but
keep
I just
this fun.
That it's way more complicated.
Vaginismus, very bad. Let's keep it fun.
Okay, so vaginismus is basically it's a muscle spasm.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, so like if you've ever had, I don't know, like a Charlie horse, or if you've ever
up north, I've had that. I got a cramp up.
So it's kind of like that. So it's an involuntary muscle spasm, and what happens is treatable. Have to go to somebody who knows what they're talking about, and unfortunately, a lot of gynecologists have no idea what this is.
The dilator? Do you have to use the dilator? Yeah. Oh, I know all about it.
Yeah, so I just want to say that I've had it for 10 years, and I am having sex now. So. There's a happy ending to the story.
Hey, let me ask you. They talked to this woman. So this woman that they talked to, she would have to go have to use the. They finally got her working on this dilator. And it, by the way, the first thing that she used was essentially like the smallest tampon that you can imagine. That was the. They say it was such work. So then they got her on this dilator. So like, let's say Diane, let's say vaginismus, right? Mary Vag, Mary Vag. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's off. It sounds awful.
Are you getting
awful.
Phantom pains?
Sounds awful.
But you, like, if you and I were, what well, since you have it, if you and I were going like and have like some good sex, you go upstairs. The woman in the article, she said, "Heard as I'm going to go read a book." But you have to go upstairs and use your dilator for about good 10 feet upstairs.
Yeah, I'm about 75% of the way healed. I have to use them for about 40 minutes.
I'm sorry, 40 minutes?
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's actually pretty common as well with women. Women have given birth and they have pelvic floor dysfunction. So it's common than you think. My kind, which I was, my doctor said is primary, so I was born with it.
Right.
That means, like, mine is way more rare. It's actually more common to have given childbirth.
Really? So you get vaginismus birth?
Yeah. There's a lot happening in childbirth, so that is one of the causes. But I go to physical therapy, so the women that are there are like new mothers.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody else that had it at a young age?
No, no one really knows I have it except for my boyfriend.
Hey, let me ask you this. How long have you been with this dude?
5 years.
Because the woman in the article, she was a virgin until she got, so on their wedding night, she knew that she was having all these problems, like using tampons, and, okay, and by the way, the other thing that the interviewer was, did you just pull
no,
up?
No. Oh, that's, well, yes, it came up in the, that's from Adam. Good reason.
So they said, well, what did you do about, like, did you realize that you had this when you would, like, and the woman said, oh, I never masturbated. That was like that was a no-no. Like the family that she grew up in wasn't like, hey, it's cool. It was almost like shunned. So she was like, I never masturbated. So like everything, my wedding night, about like I couldn't use a tampon and that I couldn't go to the OBGYN because they couldn't get there. And then they tried to have sex and the husband is like, and she said that they went 10 years before they were able to have, or 7 years before they were able to have sex. She said that they were like very intimate in other ways, which I mean, they weren't able to have good sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That makes sense.
They say it's like you have a body. Yeah.
You,
no. They say the one thing that you, and I'm sure you know this, the one thing that you got to be careful of is, they suspect it leads to a lot of cheating.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? What?
No, they say that it leads to a lot of cheating because the dude, then I'll go get it elsewhere.
We're getting frustrated.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Frustrated cheating. Whatever.
Yeah. You gotta be intimate in other ways.
Yeah. No, that's what I was telling. So dudes, you gotta use your dilator for 40 minutes.
Yeah. My like I told you, mine's a little more complicated, but I am getting better. There are times where I shorter, like maybe 20 minutes or so. But like, I mean, I've tried doing it without, and it's just not.
Oh no, it's dead.
I'd rather have good sex and have to use dilators first, you know.
Obviously, looking to the future, and I don't want to do anything. You have to have a C-section, right?
No.
Oh.
It's a possibility. But
now the fact, can I address something that Tyler said? The woman in here said the same thing of like birth, and she said, I thought that would cure me actually. That I was going to have that thing was just going to go woo, come out. She had C-section.
Did they tell her you want to have one?
Oh no, why? Do you want to have a C-section?
No, I'm asking. Oh, no. Why was she not allowed originally? That sounded weird.
I don't know why.
Or was it like an emergency C-section?
It didn't sound emergency, but it sounded like that's what they had to do. I'm C-section, so I don't know what leads to that. He ended up needing a C-section. Not requested, she needed one.
Yeah.
But I don't know because the brick wall, but she ended up having a, you look a little pale. a little pale over there.
You'll get some sun in Florida.
I'd never. Never
you know,
heard of it.
It's really weird, but it's not as it sounds. Just such a.
Is it because I keep saying Mary beforehand? Because other than that, it doesn't sound awesome.
It's not fun. But brick wall. I would something that people say a lot. You know about this if you read online,
right?
But it's not how the body works. And really, you go to treatment for vaginismus. You're re-body.
I'm going to leave the person's name out because I don't know if they have it or they think they have it. But this chick wants to know how did they get therapy for this?
I don't know if I can talk about that on the radio, but I can. Can you guys edit me out?
Give it a try, and if it gives you, I'll give you the dump.
When I get a physical therapy to see. You know,
can I ask you this? Can I wait first? Are you going? You're not going in there to somebody who's got going to like a gyno physical therapist. Okay, all right.
It's a specialist.
Okay, go ahead.
So you go in and they do an exam externally first. So they look at your spinal alignment, affect it. They look at your muscles on your inner thigh muscles. Mm-hmm. Your I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. So they basically look at all your external muscles to see, you know, what's really tense, really causing me pain.
Right.
They release any tension, you know, through physical therapy, like shortening the muscle, thing. Mm-hmm. Then they do an internal exam.
Like a vault. But how do you do that?
Okay, so this is where it's a little weird, and I've been going to PT for over a year. It's totally normal to me. Other people would be totally weirded out. It takes a lot of getting used to, but essentially you have a female physical therapist.
Right.
An internal manual.
Sure, I understand. I understand. I'm good so far. I'm good so far. Yes, okay, that's cool.
she uses her hand, essentially.
I gotcha. I'm right there with you.
So it's weird as it gets
you get comfortable.
These are, you know, they see 8 to 10 patients a day. This is what they do all day, so they're comfortable with it. They know it's
of course. They're exam by me is what you're saying.
Yeah. So essentially, what they're doing inside of you is releasing muscle spasms.
Yep,
so
yep.
When you have a muscle spasm, like let's say, you don't have a physical therapy on that, and maybe shorten or stretch it out. You know, there are different things they can do.
How you doing, Diane?
I'm queasy.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
It's the same exact thing, only it's internal.
I gotcha.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah. Oh, that makes. Hey, no. Wait. Go back for a say that you that you have kids.
No.
You do. How did the vaginal thing come up? versus C-section?
I wondered if people who have this condition automatically are...
Are you in the... Well, you said it's your boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not... You guys aren't trying to have kids?
Oh, God, no.
Does that scare you, though? Like
you said she said it, A-section.
Right, no. But you're kicked out of having penetrative sex.
Yeah. So my assumption is, you know, when a time comes, if I want to have kids, I'll be fine because I need sex.
Because
I was going to say load up on the epidural.
A little bit.
Yeah. No, the woman in the article that I read, she has two kids. I told you that she had via C-section and never had penetrative. She has two kids, never had penetrative. I can't say the word.
Penetrative?
Yes, penetrative sex.
Yeah.
She never had penetrative sex. She had. No, she didn't. Splash.
I thought it had to be medical.
That is medical. That is the medical term.
Is it?
Splash pregnancy. Absolutely. No, that's medical, dude. That's medical, dude. That's totally. You better. I'll tell you what. You better have a swimmer that can swim like Michael Phelps. Maybe an a-hole, but it better be strong. But yeah, she got pregnant twice.
Just conception, right?
Oh, I'm a doctor, bro!
Booyah.
Have you ever heard of splash pregnancy? No. You get, but just by being around there... What's wrong, Diane? Just by being around there, yeah, splash pregnancy. Never heard of that before. I learned that. Two things.
With the delay, there's the chorus of do what? Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
Wait, hold on. What happened?
Ruined a lot of weekends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that graphic. That's a graphic. But yeah, all I got to do is scroll. All I got to do is get in the mirror.
Well, that's a guy.
Guy?
There's a penis.
That's a penis.
I don't understand splash conception. Maybe we can save?
Yeah. That's where Poot friend. That is not your friend. Uh-uh. No pregnancy. Man. Anyway, what? You know what? That, and by the way, you sound unbelievably attractive to me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, you really do. Best of luck.
I just want to do a little shout out. If any women out there are having trouble having sex, look for a physical therapist or a pelvic floor therapist. If you're a GYN, doesn't know what they're talking about. So I just want to.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Amen. Splash pregnancy. All right. Merry Vaginismus.
Hello.
Very good. Thank you, honey.
If you get pregnant via splash. Hope for people with vaginismus. That's what you were saying.
I got to get shirts made. Merry Vaginismus. All right. Let me do this. Kaylee, behold. You can find me somebody who got pregnant from splash pregnancy. That would make my weekend.
May have told somebody it happened that way.
All right. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. Give me X.
Connect on Facebook at facebook.com/TMOnline.
This is XL102 after Elliot. Alternative.
Hey, did you see Priority's value your trade ads on TV? Well, let me tell you, success. Priority 200 cars and trucks. These are not for the state Rust Belt auctions. These are cars. And we've moved some of the best values to our used car supercenters. Priority West End just off West Broad and Priority Used Car Supercenter. And we've discounted them way back. Many are priced below $10,000. State inspected and are ready to go. All come with Priorities for Life. Oil and filter changes and state inspections for life and your engine. We're talking pickups, S-vans, and every make and model car you can think of. Frankly, we don't expect them to last long, so if you're looking for a great buy on a great car, you check them out today at Priority Carousel just off West Broad, Priority Used Petersburg, or go to PriorityUsed.com. That's PriorityUsed.com. At Priority, used car buyers can have it all.
Hey, it's Fletcher, and I want you to do something. I want you to try classified e-liquids over at Ask Them to Try Crisp. They're right off 288 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center. The entire crew, friendly, not enough. They got the best stuff, so it's the best place to go. You know, they've always got great deals. There's always a sale going on. Now through the 25th, purchase a Phenom Mod clone and Veritex Tix clone, and you receive 10 higher purchase. And I'm going to drop by us AK-47. Aisle is peach, strawberry, and banana smoothie. There's a few other great flavors, too. There's two, like Alien Piss, which tastes like blueberry cinnamon crumble. Huge selection of box mods in stock right now, too, from Steady Modern, IPV, Tobiko, Dimitri Mod, a bunch of others. Same flagship V2 Mech Mods, lifetime warranty for any manufacturer defects. Remember to check out that free rebuild, free reset 2-6. And when you purchase a, the first build is free. They got you over at Voltage Vaping, voltagevaping.com.
Hey, baby. Let's ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Brakes kill your mojo. And get a new set of brake pads and brake rotors. Introducing new Duralast Max Premium Brake Pads, engineered to up the pads that came on your car.
The 10th annual Central Frigida Innsbruck Pavilion Saturday May. Sample 10 different wineries in LAF, 44 Diesel, and the Escorts. Tickets $20 in advance, $25 at the gate. To purchase, visit CVA Winery, your local Martin's Foods.
It's Pearson, West End, Month End, End of Winter, Spring to Spring, Nobody Down, that's right, Hero Down during this huge year. Pearson Mazda and Pearson Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Today, the Pearson family of dealerships is the Money Down, with no payments and payments, on-site financing and 0% interest on select models. These are the lowest prices of the year. Family of dealerships, winter and spring, never been bigger. So stash your cash at home, because no cash needed today. At Pearson Kia, Pearson Mazda, and Pearson Chrysler. Trade up with your trade-in. This end will take it off your hands. Will of your dreams. The awesome. The savings are awesome. And the payments aren't going to be in effect until summer. It's biggest sales event. Until on now and take advantage of 0% financing on select models. On-site financing down at Pearson's West End.
Due to credit approval, sale ends 4/26/15.
What if you could make the perfect smartphone? Like you're a super engineer, beautifully designed with premium materials and transforms into a car. Well, except for the car thing, you're talking about the new Samsung Galaxy. It's been reinvented and displays to give you quick access, notifications, and more. So it looks like Zedge is pretty much the smartphone you would make if you could. But you don't have to, because for more information, visit sam.sam/GS6.
Slow going for northbound Chippenham between Midlothian and Lisbon in this stretch. Travel volume northbound Powhatan between Jank Road and the toll booth. Stalled vehicle reported Staples Mill and Hilliard.
Elliott in the morning building. WWDC, Washington. WRXL, Richmond. Elliott in the morning.
Later on this hour, I got to qualify one more for one more Honoroo. You know we're giving away. So we'll get one more person qualified to win their trip. Also, Lisa Loeb will join us in a little bit. Probably won't get into Badge and Nismith with her. I'll make that guarantee.
Please.
And then before we get out of here today, I do have playoff tickets for you. Caps playoff tickets today. I don't want to give you tickets to a game that isn't. But I will say this. Rangers tomorrow, find out there's a second round and we get going. Right back into giving away tickets. Now, Wizards fans, got you covered. I will give you tickets for team as they take on the Toronto. What's wrong, Tyler?
You know, you get accused of jinxing the team.
I'm not jinxing the team. I didn't jinx the team. No, because I'll also be the first time home for game 7. It's just I can't guarantee the next game yet.
That's not hype.
That's how I meant it. That's how I meant it. Merry Badge and Nismith. No? Oh, by the way, yeah. I meant to bring it in handwritten thank you note from Todd Glass. in the mail. Not related to vaginismus, but my yelling made me think of Todd, who's talking about.
Did we get him?
Oh, just a...
Ew, what was he thanking us for?
Having... Yeah, promoting his shows when he was here. And I think just being a friend. He did point out that he took the time to write a handwritten note, yep. And it wasn't just some boshy...
All right, let me go to line five.
Hey, Ellie, in the morning.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Sarah, how are you?
I'm good.
Very vaginismus.
Okay, so I got pregnant from slash conception.
What happened, dude?
So, my boyfriend and I didn't have protection, so we decided to use...
Right.
Then I found out I was pregnant. Like, what the heck? Because it makes sense. That was the last time we had done anything.
I know. Did you panic? Were you panic? Were you possible? And so, how quickly before he accused you of banging some other dude?
He didn't. Too nice. But yeah, we were like, to the doctor. He came with me. Like, we had vaginally, like, at any, like, there's no way that's how I was pregnant.
Right.
And then the doctor, slash conception, and basically what they said was that didn't like go through my body.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Sure.
What's wrong? I'm gonna be careful.
There's a very clinical way of doing this.
Okay, go.
Was the parent?
She
said something, but I wasn't clear on what she said. Was the perineum involved migration?
Okay.
I don't know what that is. So. Yeah.
May I jump in?
Yes.
When you guys were having, you know, see, and now let me, Tyler, a lot of people think that that would be a way around slash pregnancy.
I didn't know exactly what I was asked. Was that
so being able to talk to the patient?
She didn't know from being pregnant. She doesn't know what a parent.
She understands what I'm saying too. And sometimes when you, here's what happens. What was the fish out in Lewis or whatever it was that would like get out of the lake, walk across, get into another lake? What was
it? It's not a snakehead, is it?
Snakehead! You're exactly right. Snakehead Tony. So, imagine the sperms are like snakeheads. It will get out of one lake and walk the, what is it? The
pit is.
You know what I'm talking about. Perineum pass. And then go right into another lake. Could you eat me? So that's how you got pregnant.
So we're in Italy.
We're in Italy.
I should see Lake Tush.
We crossed the border.
Oh man, they used it for the winter.
Does it include doesn't he? Anyway, but why did she? She hung up because you got all technical with her.
I asked a question. I didn't dump.
I didn't dump.
No. You didn't.
Right.
I haven't said anything that needs to be dumped. I would explain that beautifully. Yeah.
By the Italy comments.
But that's no way.
They're talking about Torino. I hated those games.
No, but you know what? But that's not the woman in my vaginismus article. That's not how she didn't get pregnant for going from taking the old perineal pass.
Yeah.
And she got it from that.
Regular.
Well, no, I wouldn't call that regular. Well, I would in high school. Absolutely. By the way, you know how terrifying Tyler, that'll ruin your weekend. What are you doing?
A lot of queasy stomachs to start.
No, but like in high school, and get out of there. I could have kids all over the place.
Sure you could have.
Because you were a baller.
Hi, Elliot.
Hey, I just lost the call. I'm driving through.
Oh, no. You know what? Sometimes I lose you in the Tuscan Valley. Anyway, so what happened to you, right?
Yeah. The doctor said that it can't, like, absorb
I'm gonna stay close to the
other
dump
places.
Button. Right.
The way that it happens is that it's from this is too not okay. On the penis.
Okay, you know what? That's cool. I got it. Hey, yeah. let me ask you this though. So, once you learned about it, did you hear splash pregnancies?
I mean, the doctor said it happened. I don't think it happened to
a low number. Or I feel like I would have heard of that prior to yesterday. Because I've never, ever heard before. As a matter of fact, I would have told you that it doesn't happen. Like the whole, like, oh, you can get crabby. Like, I would have just guessed that just doesn't happen. That's unbelievable to me, though. All right, listen, I appreciate the... Where am I going, Ken? Line four? Hi,
hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Mary Vaginismus.
This is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
I don't
If I have vaginosis, Mr. Elliott, I would like to tell you a few things, and you maybe be able to tell me if it sounds...
You know what? The doctor is in. Hit me, honey.
Okay. So I have had 4 kids. I am way too small in my vagina to have all 4 C-sections.
Penetrative sex, or were you splash pregnancy?
No, I have to use a lot of it a while to get started. My husband is sitting right next to me.
Not uncommon.
Like a, huh?
Not uncommon. Not uncommon at all.
Okay.
I've heard of that before. Sure, sure. Oh, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I'm like Dr. Judy. I'm Dr. You know what?
You're like Dr. G.
Okay.
My husband wants me to tell you that every time, literally, and he has no complaints.
Yeah, boy.
So... when I have to use small tampons, use anything big at all.
No kidding.
No.
Yeah.
It is,
but you know,
terrible.
What? Listen. Oh no. I'm sure it does. I'm sure. Flip side. No pads. And you're still able to do it. I mean, there are people that can't do any of that.
Yeah, and that hair 7 years after marriage.
Yeah. No. It's rough, bro. It's rough.
That's
rough.
Terrible. Oh my
That's
God.
That's where you got to look. You know what I mean? Like it may be bad, but it's not rock bottom.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
it
takes a little while. It takes probably like 20 minutes to be able to get to use lube.
Yeah, no, it's okay. All right, you know what I'm going to do? Have a great weekend. I feel like I lost the entire room. I feel Diane's got fans. Tyler's angry that that girl didn't. I had to jump in. What did I tell you when we started the show today? You're going to learn something today.
You did.
You're going to learn something.
And pocky wrench.
So have we been dumped?
I don't know.
No, we're good to go. I haven't done anything wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're solid. You're good to go. All right, you know what? Then let me do this. I got to take a break. Totally going to change it up. Won't even mention it. Lisa Loeb will be on with us. All right, so let me do this. Loeb joins us next.
Session. A strip to lunchtime performance Monday, May 4th at the Capitol Ale House Downtown Music Hall. The only way in is to listen and then in. Recover from the festival with a soothing honk.
It's okay, cause I got
just a rehab session featuring the legendary Offspring. BigFieldDay.com.
At Boar's Head, we don't believe in shortcuts. If such a thing as a long cut, we'd take it. The latest example? Our Black Forest Beechwood Smoked Ham. To craft it, we use chips from the forests of Germany. This is a distinct flavor that's both rich and smooth. Out of the way, more time? Yes. Worth every step? At Boar's Head, we wouldn't have it any other way. Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Pearson Mazda is the number one in Richmond, and that means more. Mazda has the largest inventory of new and used Mazdas, and they make getting into a new Mazda easy. More Richmonders should find out why. And why. Right now, you can lease a 2000 for only $169 a month, or lease a 2005 for only $269 a month. So stop by our dealership at the corner of Springfield and West Broad Street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
2015 Mazda 3, 36 months, 12 km per hour, with 1969 to a signing processing, stock number 7661.
Hey, it's TMO, and something very easy to remember. When you want it, we've got it. And about a new washer, hundreds of refrigerators, ovens, got it. Hundreds less next day delivery. Thank you, Greg. And right now, HH Greg on special financing. Plus, save an extra 5% when you use your HH Greg credit card. Visit HH Greg and hhgreg.com. Low prices, fast delivery. Greg's got it. Subject to credit approval. Next stage, all stock appliances only. See store for details.
Eater's medicated powder with Max Nerve provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Its super activated formula odor absorbs sweat and relieves itching. Odor Eater's medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
An actual Cap Center customer talks about actual center experience.
I think Cap Center is the only company that had the process that made me feel comfortable applying for a mortgage loan to get the lowest rate for me and my family. And Cap Center let me want it rather than forcing me to. The speed of the Cap Center process was thanks to me. It helped me lock in a rate that saved me money in the long run. The people were friendly and I ended up with a mortgage that saved me money. Plus, I got a free cap. About something that improved the Cap Center loan process was a newspaper afterwards. I'm Richard Morrissey, and I approve this ad.
Well, that makes... Capsun official. For great rates you'll approve of, visit capcenter.com or call 804-968-5000 for a free quote. Important limitations of score, loan to value and other factors. NMLS 7717. Get information at NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender.
We in Richmond, the Monument 10K, big. When football training camp opens, we do it big. But what's your problem is big gas. You heard right. And since we could all use big gas now and then, Kia is giving you big gas savings. Let's even get 100 gallons of gas. It's one of the deals during Pearson Kia's Big Gas Reconstruction Sales Event. Get your big gas on 8301westkia.net.
RichmondForLess.com.
Today, go to RichmondForLess.com and reduce your $25 gate price to just $12.50 for the Dogwood Wine Festival, April the 25th. Receive a free wine glass and free wine tastings. Must be 21 or older. Today at Richmond for Less.
Positions, it's Guitar Center. Save huge on over 25 million leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 11 million in markdowns, open effects, 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands and sound, Kip, Tomahawk, DJ, WQD.Cord Store, and more. And GuitarCenter.com has it first come, first serve. Guitar Center spring clearance kicks off now.
Tired of hearing hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Right now at Kroger, earn four times the fuel points. Use them to buy the things you need. Those fuel points add up fast. Gift cards are not just for gifts anymore. But hurry, four times in soon at Kroger.
From Traffic Center.
Northbound at Chippenham, a slow go from Holt. Powhite, we have your right and center lane currently blocked as you approach the Powhite Parkway. With travel volume, Powhite northbound from much for a stalled vehicle, Harrogate near Jeff Davis at Pineland Avenue. Crash reported, Staples Mill at Hilliard.
Now, back to Elliott and XL 102.
Somewhere deep inside, I know you hid my love. I can't find the fingerprints, you were wearing gloves. It's not among the things you stuck up about. Did you hide it in the closet, he's someone else. Way. I don't want how you put up on display all the scars beneath your sleeves. Where you wear your heart out, let it show. Oh, our love is shining.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I feel like you got about 10 million things going on.
Yes, I do. There's a thing going on, a lot of different projects. I'm really lucky. I get to do, I get to go on tour and play shows, and I get to write songs and make music for kids. And I have an eyewear that's now available at Costco, which is really cool. I get to do all different kinds of things, and spend tons and tons of time with my family.
Well, you know what? I mean, by the way, and everyone like would be completely fulfilling in each kind of its own little different way.
They are, all the different things are the way work works. The way I'm lucky that I have a lot of different things going on. You know, I project a little bit, and then that project will come out 6 months later. And while we're waiting for that project to come out, there's something else going on. So there's always that I'm interested in doing, and then really great opportunities that are brought to me. And then in between all of that, go out and play concerts.
Right. And you know, I mean, I feel like most people would know you first as a musician. But do you like doing like the acting thing? Do you like being in movies?
I do. I really do. You know, I wanted to be an actor growing. Music really took over. It was myself doing. I guess more naturally. Also, with music, it's something you can do yourself with a guitar. That's something that you really need, and usually it's great to do it with other people in front of an audience to get the role. So I finally am focusing on it a little bit more again. I got to play a teacher, Reaster Mom.
Which, by the way, I was sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was going to say, just reading everything about the movie, and they talk about like the kid who's kind of confused sexually, and then Nia Vardalos playing his mom who's like this over the top after mom, you know, setting him up on dates and getting him scholarships as being a student. We don't even know that that's the case. The movie sounds awesome.
Yeah, it really is a combination of humor and which is like, you know, I think what all of us really enjoy. And it also makes you think about yourself and how you parent how you lead, how you lead your life, like, are you, you know, how you take care of your kids. Do you let your kids be independent? So I really like that, that it's that, that it has humor, and it helps me as a parent be a little bit more introspective.
The do you think you do a good job?
I do. I'm really life. I do probably helicopter parent a little bit, probably because my kids are five and almost three, so I keep an eye on them. And at least I'm aware that I'm trying not to have to try. I'm trying to let them be. But it is definitely, you know, tough because I want to protect my kids. So it's something that I have on my mind a lot, and I'm always trying to figure out the to give them their independence so that they could be strong people when they grow up.
You know what? Good for you, because I feel like my wife would say, you know what? Helicopter a little bit more. The TV does a lot of helicopter. Like that.
Yeah, well, it probably allows you not to.
but then it's great. So you have this movie, and like I said, like you said, there are very funny scenes, but they do talk about Mark Boone Jr. Talk about, like, we're serious. The conversations and the scenes that him and the son are supposed to be completely powerful and moving.
Yeah, well, that's so great too, is that here's the sort of, you get the sense that he's supposed to be a deadbeat dad, but when you actually see him in action, he's actually a really responsible dad. He's not like this rock and roll motorcycle dude. He actually somebody doing his best in his own language to be a responsible grown-up who lets the kid, who really cares about, you know, like, I think that's important too. I know it's funny, like, I have a 5-year-old daughter, like I said, and some of the core stage are these cute little skirts and these little tops, but when it comes to going to events with my daughter or going to pick her up at school, I mean, I'm the mom. I need, not that I have to wear like mom jeans, but, you know, I'm the mom and she's the little girl. I shouldn't be dressing like a little, I'm the responsible mom, you know? I'm not gonna wear that skirt. It looks too much. It looks like a child's outfit. In context, when I'm on stage, it looks like a cute stage outfit. But in, you know, going to pick up your daughter from preschool is not the best choice. It's important, you know, when you become a priority. It is a priority as a parent also to be yourself, and to be, you know, the best that you can be. But at the same time, you ample for your kids. But it's different.
Right. So, no, I totally get that. I get that 100%. That makes total sense. Let me ask you this. The stick you have that's in the movie, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Is that something where everything kind of gets worked out together, where they're like, well, hey, it'd be great. So by the way, you turn out these, why don't we put all, both of these things together?
Well, this movie was unique in that I know the director, Salome Bresner. It was really cool that she's somebody who's able to say, okay, you're going to play a serious, grounded who's a poetry teacher, and you're going to play this character who wears, like, old-school teacher clothes and you know, I'm all these, like, cool high school students. And I'm not, like, a teacher who's my job. A separate note, I'm able to make this really awesome rock and roll, poppy rock and roll from this other guy, Chris Ung, for her movie, because she knew as a musician that we could work together to play what she was looking for, something that was very, very California and poppy and catchy, but also had the story of this overpowering love. So it was really cool to have an opportunity to be able to be, because when you're an actor, you have to just sort of roll, and you don't want to be perceived as something outside to get, because you want to make a clear pitch for yourself to have that job, you know?
Sure.
Even when I go in to do a voiceover, I feel like I shouldn't look too off mark as far as the product is that I'm trying to do the voiceover for. But what's cool with Salome was, you know, I can walk in with, you know, my rock and roll, my gold shoes, and then 2 seconds later be a teacher with a lawn. And to her, she understands that. She, you know, there's nothing to put awesome. I love working with, collaborating with creative people. And it's especially great for me as a mom of young children to be able to have that focus, to be able to go in and work during a specific time in a specific place to play done, you know, do cool things that I'm proud of.
Was the eyewear collection, like Costco, came to you?
The eyewear line was something that I'd been thinking about for a while, and I just, a number of people come to me, especially women and young girls, who said that they wear their glasses because I do, or they wanted to know where glasses. They have the same glasses I do, which I knew they weren't the same glasses I had, and I thought. So I found somebody in San Diego to partner with who was looking for the same type of relationship, where they could work with a person who had their own. So we've been working together, and we have worked with personally a lot, and the shapes and everything. And then the glasses are sold all over in regular optician and ophthalmologist stores, and select number of the frames. And you can see all of them online. But You know, at first I avoided having an eyewear line when I first started out. I started out as a musician because I wanted to focus on the music, and I did the girl with glasses. I wanted them to think of me as the best songs they ever heard that they wanted to listen to. But, you know, little by little I realized that I shouldn't avoid being interested in, like, for me, wearing glasses is something that I have to do. And it's also like this is going to every store and everywhere, and I love looking at glasses cool and, you know, wondering where other people get their glasses. It's something that's important to them. I need to let myself the kinds of things that I love, including having an eyewear line.
Helicopter Mom is now playing Mobile On Demand, the single 3-2-1 Let Go, out and available. I know you got a button into. You can go get Lisa Loeb's glasses all over the place. You can, Lisa, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it too.
Lisa.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Twitter at EITM Online. XL1.
Everybody's smile, it's a shine day. Everybody's laughing, sunshine.
The keys. But no matter what kind of day it is this summer, you can take anything you've recorded everywhere you go with Xfinity. Only Xfinity offers DVR, so you can stream your recordings on your tablet or smartphone, or even download them to watch while you're offline. Plus, Xfinity On Demand has the most reach to all your devices. It's the perfect day a little brighter. Seize the summer, only with Xfinity from Comcast.
It's the sunshine.
Get started with the X1 Triple Play for only $89.99 a month. Now, for 12 months with one DVR service free for a year, up to get $500 back. But hurry, this offer ends May 17th. So call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. New starter XF Triple Play custom fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra, subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Don't trust your sleep to an amateur. Only Sleepies has most with the expertise to find you the most risk. And only Sleep collection of name brands. Now through Saturday, get our lowest prices of the 65% off mattresses throughout the store. Get a queen set with 1,800 coils for just $3.99. And a Posturepedic queen set for $4.99. At Sleepies, the only mattress professionals.
Hey, Dollface, the only reason to be at Bombshell. Bombshell makes waxing sweet and always has your backside. With a customized airbrush extension, always sexy. You deserve to be a Bombshell year-round. I love Bombshell.com, baby.
Includes the 2-year, 25,000-mile Toyota Care, 20,000-mile regularly scheduled maintenance for McGeorge Toyota. Models 25, 32, and 8. Qualified TFS Tier 1 Plus Tier Plus leasers receive a new Toyota LE for as low as $101 per month. Or 2015 Toyota Corolla $8 per month for 24 months. With 12,000-mile, $500 due at signing, plus tax and $495 processing fees due at signing. Security deposit waived on all Tier 1 plus expires 5/4/2015.
Need a good reason to hurry into McGeorge Toyota 100? Right now, we're offering incredible vehicles, including new 2020s with payments as low as $79 a month, and 2015 Camrys as low as $101. Every vehicle comes with 2 years of no cost maintenance, and another 2 years of no cost maintenance for McGeorge. But these deals like are incredible, so hurry to 9319Toyota.com. McGeorge Toyota, with over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day.
The time is coming. Rocket Day is in May, and you cannot. On the 8th, No Doubt, more at the main stage. On the 9th, Metallica, Linkin Park, and countless attractions. And now, one-day tickets are also available for the festival. You get 10 hours of music and tons of fun. Don't miss out. Choose the best schedule and enjoy the world's biggest music. Buy your tickets now. For station and hotel packages, visit rockinrio.com.
Even if our services, isn't it good to know that Virginia's first and only lovely electric trauma center is here? Children at VCU brings together a wide range of services, a pediatric room, a multidisciplinary team of pediatric intensive care and physical and occupational therapy, all to give our children the best possible chance for a full more at chrichmond.org/trauma.
The Flying Squirrels are bringing you something exciting every night at the 15th season. Each Thursday and Saturday night will feature a one-of-a-kind for the extravaganza, while every Friday home game, Free Friday, and Happy Hour.
It's Free Shirt Friday tonight, presented by Gates. Open at 5:30 or till 7:30.
Fireworks, free t-shirts, and fun. Visit SquirrelsBaseball.com.
Hey neighbor, ever suffer from lawn envy? Your neighbors stop by Ace this weekend, get Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and get Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food for free. That's a $15.99 value. You won't find a better deal this through the 26th at participating store for details. Covers 5,000 square feet, limit 1. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbors
with help for hardware.
Slow going for northbound Chippenham as you approach Hull Street. It goes all the way to Powell. Find a collision currently blocking lanes. Stall vehicle Harrogate near Jeff Davis at Pineland Avenue and watch for a crash broad near Street.
to 1 Morning Show. Elliot on XL 102.
Turn the radio up.
Amen, bro.
It's a lyric from the song. Diane.
I know that.
I'm turning my heat up. Video doesn't video that. I'm only hearing negative. That's the lyric, Diane, right there.
I bet you're one who's watched Reality Bites most recently.
Within the last year?
Prime month.
You have not.
Pops up on TV, always watch it. I love it. Movie. Ben Stiller.
And my Dave Perner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For like two seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Lisa. Where was I going? Oh. I feel like she told me a lot that she has kids.
Well, you only hear what you want to. So you could have ignored that. Bring it up a lot. She got a vibe. Put that out.
You
there.
Know what? Doesn't matter to me.
She was very much on the offense.
The Vermont. Grab my notes again. Helicopter Mom. Hitters also available on demand. 3, 2, 1, let go. Is out. A couple of shows coming up. I'll tell you. Oh, you know what? Jacksonville, May 10th, here at Pontevedra Concert Hall. It's a matter and forth Rams Head on the list. I'll probably make my way out there. Yeah, that'd be fine. Anyway, thank you very much for checking in. Am I going to line one? All right, and then I got to get into some news. And then, as soon as we're done with... Excuse me. Done with news, I will get my last qualifier to win our trip to Bonnaroo. Before we get out of here, I will give you a, I will give away a, our grand prize. Diane, let's get in these.
State gun charges against real estate heir Robert Durst were dismissed, which clears the way for federal proceeding to move forward. So I guess it was one of those things where his defense attorney said that they had been talking about the possibility of the Louisiana gun dismissed, saying he was pleased with the decision. So this goes back to his arrest in New Orleans, possession of a handgun with drugs and the illegal possession of a handgun by a felon.
Right.
So, to move forward, charged with the murder of three Phoenix residents. So, his attorneys had been vying to get the case to be moved to Fairfax County. The judge granted that request yesterday, charged with the murders of Ruth Ann Lodato, Ron Kirby, 2003's murder of Nancy Dunning.
I do have a question, though. So is the serial killer over time? I mean, it's gone on for a while. And so the lawyer was concerned that he wasn't going to be able to get a fair trial. So
finding an impartial jury.
Okay. They moved it. Which, by the way, that's who cares? Also. But when you hear people moving trials, don't you normally hear to move Aaron Hernandez's trial to D.C.? Or the Boston Bomber. They wanted to move to D.C. They essentially, I don't get it.
I get it. I don't think this case can.
Really?
I really don't. And I think it got right in the jurisdiction out of because for a period of time, people lived terrified, especially after the last murder.
Right.
So that area felt.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Felt the threatening
so
nature of someone running around. I don't think this case is not what you think it is.
Oh, see, I
national coverage, though.
Oh, when it first happened, sure. Yeah. Because, you know, no killer, of course. Mm-hmm. But you think that was it.
Yeah. And it just, especially when you talk about living in fear and locking your door,
sure.
Not answering it, neighboring county.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe the lawyer was.
I mean, the fear within the city cited.
Can I say something to you? Offended?
What?
Do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
No, because, and the only reason is if I'm staying and then we're out wherever tonight, you're going to be pissed off.
What?
I don't know what is living between, you got something between your teeth on the bottom, but I keep looking at you when you talk. It's driving me crazy. No, it does look like dip. I mean, it is. What do you got in your mouth? Let me say.
Probably.
Do this.
Piece of pepper. Sorry.
The, okay. No, it was much bigger than a piece of pepper. Much. But it's gone now. I don't even see it. Let's move on.
8-year-old boy tested STD in the book, basically, after he unfortunately put a used mouth, apparently thinking it was a balloon. The boy apparently...
This is the kid who found it in the playground. How horrible is that?
Bennett, Colorado, his mom says it could be as long as her son has an all clear in terms of the different testing that he has to go through. There's a question as to what system should have to help pay for insurance in order to help with this.
That's a tough fight.
The testing that he's going to have to go through.
Dear God, can you imagine?
I mean, they said, you know, it was one of those things where I guess they couldn't. And
as a kid?
Eight. Some kid, or some person rather, working on the playground, I guess through the condom of her, this all came to light.
It's not like they can go check the condom and see what's going on in there.
It was thrown in the trash. It's gone. There's no surveillance cameras on the playground to try to maybe see who may have put it there or left it there.
They'll just have to test him.
Dr. Oz notes that his show is going all the controversy that has been swirling in recent months. Today, U.S. an op-ed that was written at Columbia University who attacked the Dr. Oz show fiction of things like weight loss products and other things that they say are questionable. Dr. Oz defending his show, saying, discuss the good life, not medicine. He did acknowledge that there are segments that I made that I wish, jazzed about, like, you know, green tea extract or whatever.
Right. Todd, what did you say that he said that, number one, they purposely made Doctor smaller than Oz
in the logo?
We purposely, on the logo, Oz is the middle, and the Doctor is actually up in the little bar for a reason, to realize that I'm a doctor and I'm coming in portrait of them, but it's not a medical show.
Okay, quote. The Dr. Oz show. It is a medical show.
Everything.
You talk about
medicine.
Look
at the logo. Stop. You're putting the on the wrong word. That's the show.
So he shot himself in the.
He did that long before all these op-eds and interviews.
No, but just saying that, he essentially says, I'm not doing this show.
If someone let him say that, you know, to put it simply.
Look at the logo. Please, we made Dr. Small. We were hoping nobody would. And it's for entertainment.
No, it's about the good life. For same sex.
Wait, hold on one second. But does his go away because of that? Is it? Is it? Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going away.
No, I think it still does well.
So Dr. Oz isn't going anywhere.
You know what? I'm
going
to check Dr. Phil's logo.
The.
Ooh. What? Geared by the Phil?
Well, I just, maybe because the Phil's a darker,
I
focus more
I don't
on
even
Phil
see it.
Than Doctor. But the Doctor's pretty big.
Isn't it funny, I couldn't have told you the logo for either. I don't even know what Doctor looks like. I thought of you yesterday. There was some Dr. Phil story going around where
yep.
I was like, oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Kim Richards.
Is this? Do the math.
Messed up. That was the one. Sidebar. That was the one. She's from Beverly Hills. She was a child actress in a lot of Disney movies back in the day.
Right. Oh, like Justin
like,
and
like, or no, Ed Nobbs and Bruce goes way, way back. But anyway, she got all, she's been, I listen for your hockey, okay? Okay. Nuts at a hotel, kicking a cop, and she's supposedly been sober for 3 years.
No fooling.
Nobody's buying that anymore.
It's an intervention.
So, that's coming up next week on Dr. Phil.
To the mask
to find out what channel and time for your zone.
U.S. support for same-sex marriage rather a new high, according to a new ABC Washington Post poll, and saying that gay and lesbian couples marry legally. General David Petraeus sentenced to serve two years probation and to pay a $100,000 fine for sharing classified information with his lover.
So, you about anything, and all you got to do is just not get in trouble again.
Yeah.
Although that $100,000's a hit. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's not doing any jail time.
A woman in Utah named Nicole was at work the other day when she got a weird feeling.
Jail spasm.
No, a nagging feeling that needed her help when she rushed home from work and found her husband in their garage. He had been there for an hour and a half.
she just got a weird feeling.
The Explorer, it slipped off the jack.
Holy crap.
He was basically screaming for help, waiting for somebody to find. They were able to use the jack to off of him. He's got 6 broken ribs, but doctors say he's going to be okay. Yeah, she said, I just had a
wow.
That something wasn't right. Some news articles are getting people a little bit worried about a possible avocado. And according to the avocado board, don't worry about your guacamole. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
There were all these concerns that there was going to be like this big lump in different states in the Peru and Chile, but it's producing. And don't worry about higher prices. Now, again, that
thumbs
is
up,
from
Diane.
The
avocado
board.
Right.
So, 48 tumor removed from his mouth a year and a half ago. But no, it's not Mick.
Yes, Mick.
Removed, and then he had trouble talking because there was a large section of his tongue that was missing.
Tongue in the morning?
Half tongue. So, he rebuilt it from his forearm.
Sweet!
He's able to talk again. He does have to shave his tongue because there's still follicles on there.
Oh, nasty, bro.
But my wife doesn't seem to mind when we kiss. Doesn't bother him too much. Caps beat the Islanders 5-1 last night to lead that series 3 games with a pair of goals, picking up an assist game as well. Game 6 tomorrow afternoon at 3. That's at Nassau
Hell Coliseum. Yeah.
Moore returning to Jacksonville to retire as a Jaguar. He'll sign one of Neil one-day deals next week before he officially retires. Tom Brady, a no-show at the White House yesterday when the president of the NFL's champion Super Bowl. Team said he had a previous family commitment that he just unfortunate for get out of. Nationals felt yesterday Ryan Zimmerman may have to sit out some time with plantar fasciitis for the weekend to go up against the Marlins. Tigers will be without Joe Nathan for the rest of the season after suffering a torn. I've never heard the term UCL before.
Yeah, no, it's very pitcher friendly.
Ulnar collateral ligament. He suffered the injury. Pitching in the minors, also 11 Mets after they beat Atlanta.
Hottest team in baseball makes me OR.
All-star game in Cincinnati this year, and Commissioner Rob Manfred said that Pete Rose will be allowed.
That's a big deal.
Festivities.
It's a big deal that Charlie Hustle will be
there. Not sure what that role is going to be.
No, they haven't decided yet, but they said he'll definitely have something to do with festivities, and that this could be kind of one of the towards his reinstatement to Major League Baseball, and then obviously he would be put into the Hall of Fame immediately.
Just a question real quick.
No. It's not about hockey. It should be. I mean, you could probably spend the next 5 hours doing that. Hey, is Brittany Griner going to get suspended?
Like, for being arrested?
Yeah, like, I don't know what WNBA stance is on what their domestic violence policy is.
So what happened? Explain.
I feel bad because I don't have her fiancé's name, but she plays Phoenix. Her fiancé plays for...
Yes.
And so the two of them are engaged. They bought, and according to the two of them, they just bought this house together, and it's stressful, just like it is for any couple. They bought a house, they're trying to figure out what to do. They get into an argument, right? It's to ramp up. It starts to get physical. And like other friends and family, part starts getting physical, get into it with each other. Somebody threw a dog bowl. One of them threw a dog bowl at the family. Tried to break it up again. Then they start getting into it again, and kind of it sounds like there was a lot of pushing and shoving. And all of the details, at least this morning, they did say that the fiance had a scrape on her hand that they believe came from Brittany Griner's tooth, of either just mouth or just going to reach and grab her in the mouth. But it's physical between the two.
Oh, yeah.
Enough that the police, and they were like, we can't stop these two from going at each other. So the police are called. They get there. Neither one of them, at least, again, I was just going on what I was, the latest that I saw this morning before we got on, were talking about none of that anything happened between the two of them at all.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, yeah, we had a fight.
They're not pressing charges.
They're not pressing charges. They say they're going to stay. They were a couple. They were stressed out over the buying of the house, on and on and on. And on the surface, you go, like, they just had a little spat and everything's good. But you can't. They can't do that.
What? Allow that to go on?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what...
I don't know what their policy is. I don't know the WNBA has a policy.
Did they issue
anything? I didn't see anything at WNBA.
They were on Say Yes to the Dress Atlanta a couple of months ago.
Okay, thank you, Diane.
Planning their wedding.
But doesn't the WNBA have to do something?
The Washington Post refers to it as a domestic violence problem. So that would lead you to believe
there's this.
I would believe that. I would totally believe that. By the way, I want to say, I'm going to mess it up. I want to say the fiance, stupid, only referring to it as Brittany Griner. I want to say it's like something Johnson. No, Glory Johnson.
Glory.
Yeah, got it.
So it's not immune from the problem. Though WNBA players in legal trouble are not covered as closely as male athletes.
True.
That Jontel Lavender of the Sparks was hit with a restraining order by her ex-boyfriend, Levin. That Deanna Nolan was arrested for allegedly assaulting her wife in 2012.
Who was the chick who played...
Holdsclaw.
Holdsclaw, that's right.
When Congress wrote a letter urging professional sports leagues to cut violence policies, the WNBA was not on the list of recipients.
Oh,
they have to.
It says if it has one, the WNBA policy on domestic violence public.
Like they have to have something. They have to do something.
Come from Boston State over the Pelicans, 123-1. So they take a 3-0. Green car is
they
on
are.
Weekend races tonight and tomorrow night. That is a look at news and sports.
XL102.
A lot of reasons to choose Toyota. Just ask a friend who drives one. Did you know with Toyota Care, a 2-year no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance distance Toyota owners. Toyota Care covers your normal factory scheduled service purchase for 2 years or miles, whichever comes first. Not be part of a rental or commercial fleet. So see your dealer for all the details. It's race time in Richmond. The Toyota Care 250 is on Friday, April. The owner's 400 races made it under the lights. Go to RIR.com for all of the exciting Toyota race details. Visit Toyota dealer for special 2% APR financing on select new Toyota models and cash back from Toyota. APR financing term model year and not all bottle. Check out buyatoyota.com and then visit your Richmond area Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Get us going with Bonnaroo. Hi, Elliot. Good morning. Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, who's that?
I'm going down to Jacksonville today.
Wait a minute. You're heading down to Jacksonville today? Where are you heading down to Jacksonville from?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Wait, are you going down there festival?
Yep. Open up yonder.
Hell yeah. Now we're talking. Dude, why didn't you tell me you were going? I totally would have had you pick us. That's all right. All right, so you're on your way down now?
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina, 2 hours in.
Oh, good for you. I don't know where to tell you what. We'll be going nuts during Dutch and Fozzie set tomorrow.
Are you going to go to the Jacksonville Landing, that pre-concert tonight?
Oh, the party tonight, what is it, with Hollywood Undead, and I always forget the rest of the line. It was Hollywood Undead,
Nonpoint,
and Avatar. Yes. Yeah. For a little bit, and then the beach tonight. So, yeah, no, we're going to be all, I'm going to jam as much as I can in.
Yeah, I was hoping to catch up with you to get a shirt. No shirt that says.
Okay, well, I'm only bringing a carry on. I can't start packing stuff for anything.
Right. Yeah, I was hoping you guys would have a booth so I could hang out and.
A booth? What kind of booth am I gonna have? Hey, hold on. Some info from you though, okay? Okay, you got it, dude. Hold tight one second. I'll see you down there.
Later.
Dude, we could have totally carpooled. How awesome would that have been? All he would have had to do is drive up here, get us, and then we could all drive down to
be the DD.
Now. 6 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. A pair of tickets to go see Alabama Shakes. You qualify for the grand prize for two Bonnaroo. Give away that trip before we get out of here today. So this is your last chance to qualify for that. No matter what, you're day Alabama Shakes at Merriweather Post Pavilion. Grand winner. It's the trip to head to Manchester Music and Arts Festival. 866-235-3568.
I just peed on myself. Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Elliot in the Morning. This is XL102. After. Richmond's alternative.
I'm a tailgater, and right now I'm feeling a little past few miles. I've been following you like a lovesick puppy. Driving experts say I should be 3 car lengths behind you. But what experts know, they can't keep us apart. Because every time you look back at me, I feel us getting closer. I'm not just here, I'm in your head. And while your eyes are on me, they're not on the car. Wait up. And if you got cut rate insurance, they might not always be behind.
Get Allstate, where agents help protect me.
Allstate agents are always looking for ways to help you save money. You go paperless. Call one of 43 regions today and ask about the subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected. Savings vary.
See what the personal service can do for you. Are you in good hands?
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then this is for you. If your idea of an impulse purchase is a 3-hour battery charger, then CarQuest. If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. Because CarQuest is for guys who care about their car. 1,000 available parts. CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
Coming in the spring this month at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC, you too can be a Buick Hendrick driver by visiting the vehicles in Virginia. Location just a quarter mile past Shortfront Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. We're starting off the season with 15% off select on lucky. Here's the first pitch. Up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras. Up to 3 grand off MSRP on MSRP and Terrains. And 5 grand off on Malibus. The payoff pitch is on the way. Up to 6 grand off MSRP, 4 grand off MSRP on all and Enclaves. And up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Encores. What a way to start the season. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick.
Prime opportunity for you to learn how to grow your business. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have, all you have to do is visit iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com. Get ideas, advice, and prices. That's iHeartRichmondAdvertising.
What if you could make the perfect, like you're a super engineer, so you create a phone that's beautifully designed with premium materials for a car? Well, except for the car thing, you're talking about the new Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge. It's been reinvented and even has these dual LED give you quick access to contacts and more. So it looks like the Galaxy S6 Edge is pretty much the smartphone you would make if you could have to, because we already did. For more information, visit Samsung.com/GS6.
Still going for northbound Chippenham as you approach Hull Street. It goes all the way to Powhite Parkway. Collision currently blocking your right and center lines. Stalled vehicle Harrogate near Jeff Davis at Pineland. Broad near 3rd.
Puck is back. Enjoy dog games, adoptions, vendors, and more at Westchester Commons, the Turnpike, Richmond Animal League's 2015 Wolfstock Festival, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, al.org.
Of the Elliott in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, WRIND, Elliott in the Morning.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, it is. Hi, who are you?
Yay, I've never seen before.
No, that's awesome. All right. By the way, what is your name? What is your name?
My name is Shannon.
So listen, Shannon, I'm going to give you those Bama Shakes in concert. That show's going to be at Meriwether Post Pavilion on the November 18th. So that you have no matter what, okay?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Going to qualify for the grand prize. I'm going to give away a trip before we get out of here today. For two to head to Bonnaroo.
Awesome. Bonnaroo is awesome.
Oh, Bonnaroo would be great. Are you kidding? So listen,
yeah.
Hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee's going to get some info from you. No matter what, you're going to see Alabama Shakes. I'm hearing from me before the end of the day. Bonnaroo, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, one last thing real quickly. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you go to a...
No.
No. Okay. Not a problem. Hold tight 1 second for me, okay? Hold tight 1 second for me. And we will, if you were one of the people that won all this week to qualify for the Bonnaroo trip, we'll give that away before we get out of here today. No, so the reason I ask, I love tennis anyway. I love what the Big 12... Yeah, never mind. I was going to ask you to name all the schools in the Big 12. But in order to kind of like encourage some excitement, people wanting to go to the games and go to and see their tennis team compete as though you would a game or a basketball game or anything like they did?
For college tennis.
College tennis, yes, in the Big 12. 12. No rules. Scream. For the tennis team. For the crowd. You can scream. You can chant. You can go nuts.
And you like this?
I do.
I feel
it's
like
college. It's college.
Yeah, but
no.
It's
but
still
you know what? I've always said
based
this
on the same principle.
But I've always said this about yes, tennis is a gentleman's sport. But I should not be able to affect Rafael standing in the crowd yelling, you know, for Federer. Crowd, Rafa. He should be able to serve through that.
I feel like it's a classy sport, though.
Way to send a message to the chair ref. No,
I just can't imagine what it's like that environment. The U.S. Open gets a little out of hand,
right?
And it's weird.
Quiet, please.
It's very strange.
Quiet, please.
To watch that
quiet,
on television.
Please.
So they were actually allowed to.
Oh yeah, no. It says right here, tennis fans have permission to scream, scream, and scream. And as a player's getting ready to serve.
Oh my God!
Miss it.
It's like it's a free fall.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. Those guys can focus through it. Now, I may...
Spinning wheel to hypnotize them.
No, where I tend to agree with you, that's fun in college. I may not welcome it in the pro game.
You just said he should have no problem.
He should have no problem. If Rafael Nadal isn't skilled enough, we're... Can't Rafa... No Gusta... then he shouldn't be playing tennis. He shouldn't be a professional.
But that's pretty...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a pattern to that chant, and it was not that laughing. Come on, it sounds like they're yelling at the top of their lungs.
At Baylor last Friday, a 20-year-old student was excited between Baylor and Oklahoma, the top-ranked team in the nation, second-ranked Baylor, would welcome all hecklers. So you can go in there. We got him. So, yeah, they just go in, and they yell. And so it's better than football because I know the yelling at them.
Oh, good.
Look at him! Look at the kids right there.
Not at all, as in love with the sport.
The sport,
and I hate this.
Yips! He's got the yips. He's got the yips. Acknowledge me. You could just yell and scream at the guy the whole time. How long before one of the tennis players yells back after I? And I don't have, and I look over at you and I give you one of these. F you. How long before, cause it's not like you're, way up in the square. How long before that gets physical?
So, I'm not that familiar with the college tennis circuit.
Right.
But I assume these Big 12 schools have matches that are,
they would have to be. It's games.
Yeah, but how fans who are used to this kind of career.
Well, no, I mean, it's very easy. Like, for example, I'll yell and scream at a hockey game, but if I go to a tennis match, I can separate where I'm
apples
allowed.
And
but I'm
completely
agree. I know where I can yell and where I can't yell. So if I'm at a Big 12 game, I know I can yell.
I'll give you time.
And then a new team comes in,
because
I'm like,
that one is
they're
awful.
Not in the Big 12.
Okay.
It's easy.
How did the athletes feel?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I
appreciate the increase in it.
When John Rodden, Oklahoma coach, an older, less skilled brother of Andy Roddick, he said, hey, just got to get over it.
There was one woman player who like tennis magazine or just, you know, playing in stadium would always be more fun than hearing scattered polite bleacher. So she
like it. So
yeah,
they
she
like
was
it.
Like, you know,
by
what?
The way, how about college tennis? Well, I got three people who went all through college. Kaylee, how many college tennis matches did you go to? Did Radford have a tennis team? Did you go to?
None.
Tyler, I know they have a tennis, but bet they do well too. How many matches did you go to?
That's for Rafa.
The combined total with all three of you. I went to college for 6 weeks and saw more Joe Keeks than you people did. That's what I say on all of you.
Servers.
That's pretty good.
I'll work on my list. It'll be like Duke games. They'll hand out sheets of chants to the crazies. Which school started it?
You know what? I don't
Did
know
you
the
say
answer.
Baylor.
Do
the other schools in the Big 12 now at home matches, are they like, okay, do we win? Is everyone in the Big 12 doing?
Oh, I believe so. West Virginia is in the Big 12. Other than that, I don't think there's any other school around here that's in the Big 12. You have like Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Kansas. There's other offended if I left your school out, please. I don't know all of them. But yeah, I do. And this is where
Tyler.
This is what I was going to say. Where you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to chant and not chant.
Oh, Zach's got a rocket.
Oh,
on Twitter.
When you went to Georgetown,
yeah.
And at that time Georgetown was in the Big East.
Still are.
Okay, so as they were, did you know if there was a Big East versus an out of conference game?
Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My point's well made.
But nothing changed.
That's not true.
Across the two.
That's not true. True.
Games.
So the place was just as nuts going against Syracuse as it was against Lincoln.
Well, you can get ramped up in different ways, but it wasn't. There were no ushers who were telling us that we had to be quiet. There were certain conference cupcake games where I had, and it was just as loud as Syracuse.
I like it now. Now I got a reason to go. It'll only make these kids better when they hit the pro ranks.
Oh,
here's a
college tennis circuit. I've heard much about it. Are you playing in a U.S. college if you
wouldn't you already be a pro
or have a private
age?
Coach?
Yeah, no, most of them were.
All right,
most of
so
them
these kids
no.
are.
No, they're on scholarship though. Now also piece of the game. We're no ad to deuce next point wins, so we're going to shorten the game up anyway. So they're not even treating it like a real
tightening board. It up.
Wait, what?
That's. Is that like every year?
It's
like 10 suggestions and one of them
right.
training.
Did you see that?
Did this though?
Oh, no, not they did. They're doing.
Okay. Tell me you have a problem with that.
Yeah, that I hate. That you know who does that? Serious? My kid plays it. Not anymore, but like when he was younger, played it when he was like six.
Mm-hmm.
And because that can be forever long. And by the way, responsible for calling their own in and out. Which, but they did the same thing. No ad scoring. So Diane, like if you and I got to deuce, I feel like I have to break this down for you. If 40, next point win, and then I get a point,
yeah.
And now we're back to do that over and over and over and over again. No, you get to deuce, next point wins, and that's it. That I hate, because you're not teaching. Did you see you mentioned baseball, did you see what they just did a couple of weeks ago? And how far down a level you had to go? Batters, 5.
Wait, for the at-bat?
That's it.
Okay. What level?
Baseball.
Right above T-ball?
It's minor league. But I don't know if it was single A. I don't know where they did it. 5 pitches. That's it.
I've never even supposed.
Well, they not only did they propose it, they did it. It's horrible. Hate it. Love this tennis. No, I see, but I don't, I don't want it at the pro level.
That's not a question. Is it men and women's or just men's?
No, college tennis, men
Everybody,
and women.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Sally, doesn't matter who it is.
Bradley's worried. Women's.
No,
apparently
no, no, no,
it
it's
is.
Everything. It's everything.
It's going to get ugly.
They're also giving free pizza, free t-shirt.
Kinda
I have
like
no problem
t-shirt
with
cannon.
That. I have no problem for that. It says here, everyone's excited.
I promotion plans for that. My school had the Hail to Kale night at a women's college basketball
game. These are tennis, which is desperate to remain relevant. I got bad news for them. Schools all over the country continue to drop varsity tennis programs. 600 have disappeared in the last 30 years.
you knew it was a big deal when Arizona State dropped. Because that is nothing but outdoor playing.
Yeah.
Well, now it's 148 degrees, so you probably plots on the court. But you know what? I bet like Jeannie Bouchard disgusting animals like me. You know what I mean?
But
it's like golf. Would you care if people could yell and scream at golf?
So after a shot.
Well, they do in tennis after a shot.
They cheer. They don't yell. Smell stupid crap.
Oh, yabba dabba do.
Oh, yabba dabba do. Whatever. No, but they don't. But they cheer. They'll yell. They'll scream. But golf is, I mean, you ought to be able to do that in golf. Oh, perk that thing up. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Brett from Arlington.
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know about tennis, but it's St. John's ruthless in soccer to the goal.
Well, that's common though, isn't it? Like I feel like they throw toilet paper.
No, they're Facebook the night before and get their mom's name, their girlfriend's name, sister's name, and just.
Oh yeah, all right, yeah, but that goes on, but that's accepted. I shouldn't say accepted; it's tolerated.
You also see it at every level.
Yeah, so like that, it's not like it's got to stop before the college level. By the way, it started at Texas Christian. The Roditi rule. That was the coach who was like, you know what, just let the kids show up and scream and do whatever they need. Yeah, the Roditi rule. Just no profanity, no vulgarity, and no abusive, which I'm sure everybody follows.
Right.
When were the glory days? Because you're telling me now about the tough times.
Prior to those 60 programs going away.
But even like you look at West Virginia, obviously in the Big 12. You know how much mask program made last year?
Nobody said it's the leading money maker on campus.
Do you know how much money they made last year?
Wait, football or basketball? That's unfair because I wouldn't even know what to get. $50 million.
They lost.
Basketball lost two points? So how much does football's dollars?
Well, I'm not talking about football numbers. I know the basketball numbers.
Basketball lost. Let the kids yell.
There are programs that you would expect that don't.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, Elliot.
Yeah, hi.
Angel.
Yes, what?
So, I used to play college volleyball, and I don't know if you've ever been to any...
Can I interrupt for 1 second? If I could go back to, he doesn't like that he thinks that they need to change. This is important. Whenever there's a close, everybody yells out.
That's like the fake shot clock in basketball.
So it's everybody, it's out, out! No, the ball's in, it was on the line. But you're asking, it's, you know, self-rule, so I guess it was out, everybody else saw it.
And I will say, crowdsourcing the shot clock.
Right.
This video. Seeing a college kid, an 18-year-old kid, panic because he thinks the shot clock's down and shoot the ball with luck from, you know, nearly nothing better.
Anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
For a small school, and they seriously, for volleyball, they used to, server's got a big butt, or the hitter's got a big butt. They would just yell out obscenities to us all the time.
Well, that doesn't sound good. That went on in Little League and T-ball. Like, that goes on at every level. It doesn't so much go on No, it doesn't. Like, you'll get... It's some stadiums it does. But for the most part, like people have to batter, but there's not a ton of like yelling. If player, like if you're in the outfield and you're close to it, and I mean, you're asking to do all kinds, but it's not like the whole stadium.
I like
doing
to
that.
To just throw beer.
Well, actually, do a facility and they used to get a few to us. Like the whole stadium used to yell out, "No F you to us," and nobody stops it.
Now, I will tell you this. Julia Gregory and her roommate, they say that it's very disrespectful to players. Tennis is a classy sport.
That's what I said.
It makes the sport unenjoyable.
People, you bring up golf and what the galleries do these days.
But I don't even feel like the galleries do anything.
No, but I'm doing a whole lot except screaming after play.
They're doing
the
nothing.
Play on the hole is done.
They're doing nothing. They don't interfere those on.
But
you occasionally they'll see a guy stop his backswing. Because someone like sneezed.
Get out!
No, but doesn't golf go nuts like if a plane flies overhead?
The gallery?
No, the players. Don't the players be like, I'll just wait. Flies over? Because the big thing. It's right by LaGuardia Airport. It's going overhead all the time. And then when a player's playing like S, they get all pissed on me like, oh, hey. Out! I love that. That's my new thing.
right, very good. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Case, people's to hold. Yeah, well, yeah. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. Give me one back.
Elliot in the morning. They are back. And their first live show in the U.S. Richmond, B.E.A. XL 102 Big Field Day. A new festival for a new generation of XL 102. Starring Incubus, Fish in the Bottle, J. Roddy Walston, The Business, and Dirty Heads. May 2nd at RIR. Get tickets at all areas, at all Little Caesars, and XL 102 Big Field Day. Presented by Pearson Mazda, Subway, and Bud Light.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
Up a bit.
How about something from our new Mediterranean collection?
Keep talking.
Juicy feta cheese, cucumbers, black olives, different veggies, finished off with creamy tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavors on a sandwich or as a Subway chop salad.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway Mediterranean collection won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Eat fresh.
Limited time only.
If your business relies on pressure washers, then turn Virginia to get the job done. Hotsy of Virginia has you to keep your business running with a full line of industrial pressure washers, accessories, auto detailing supplies, plus the service your equipment quickly with 20 repairs by factory trained technicians. Call 451-1688-1688. Visit CVA.com.
Get quick, safe, and reliable stops every time by switching to new Duralast Max Premium Brake Pads of the Zone. They're proven tough and engineered to outperform the original brake pads that came with your car. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Here in the ninth, and Lou Lockhart is one out away from a perfect game. While we wait for the next batter, great haircut sale. With prices so low, we'll go. Wait, Lockhart is leaving.
I gotta get to great lips.
That was some sale.
It's the Great Haircut Sale. For a limited time, the participating container cut is just $5.99. Great.
The $5.99 Great Haircut, May 25th through May 1st.
Over 20 Richmond area salons.
Volume Mazda dealer in Richmond, and that means more savings for you. Pearson Mazda has the largest inventory of new and used Mazdas, and they make getting into a new Mazda easy. More Richmonders choose Pearson Mazda. Come find out why. Right now, you can lease a 2015 Mazda 3 for a month, or lease a 2016 Mazda CX-569. So stop by our dealership at the corner of Springfield and West Broad Street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
2015 Mazda 3, 36 months, 12 km miles per hour. Do a signing, exclusive tax title, and 489 processing, stock number 7661.
Badass Motorcycle Road Racing is America, the new home of Superbike, and it's at the legendary Virginia International Raceway, May 15th through Track and Quick Acceleration, Hamilton, and screaming straightaway drafting duels at nearly 200 miles an hour. Located on the border of North Carolina and Virginia near Danville, VIR offers plenty for the whole family, and 12 and under are free. Get your advanced tickets now at VIRnow.com.
Jezebel's invites you to join the fun while helping Wine for Cures, a cancer research or jamming at Jezebel's is Saturday night, April 25th from 7 to 11. If you'd like to, Vicky at 631-2084 on 2084.
Time for the toast!
Honestly, I'm not sure if Billy and the Ice Queen will make it 5 years. If it weren't for those new toasty 7-Eleven melt sandwiches us groomsmen had for lunch, none of us would be here tonight. So 7-Eleven, your delicious melt cheese saved the day.
Here's to lunch worth toasting. Try the all-new chicken sandwiches, only $2.99 in cabin. For a limited time at participating locations.
It's the grand opening of Clouds Vapor, bigger and better. Quick Smoky Bird. Over 25 premium brands such as Suicide Bunny, Five Paws, Ruthless Art, Jimmy the Juice Man, and the knowledgeable staff to help you quit smoking today. From beginner to advanced vapor, everything you need. With over 10,000 flavors to create at the mixing bar. Visit 11003 Midlothian Turnpike next to the location in Chester. Open Clouds Vapor.
Want to be your company's marketing genius? Click iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
DDQ, but not when they're eating your plants. Protect your garden with Ortho. It uses ingredients that animals will repel those cute critters. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible.
.com. From the Nissan of Richmond traffic.
So going for northbound Chippenham as you approach Hull Street, it goes all the way to Powhite Parkway, where you'll find a collision currently blocking stalled vehicle Harrogate near Jeff Davis at Pineland Avenue, and watch for a crash brought near Nurse.
Elliott XL 102.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all ready for this?
I like to move it.
to the big show.
Games, for instance, whether you can do this. I want to remind everybody that, and it's circled on everybody's calendar, Baylor will be hosting the NC tournament. We are going to go back to traditional tennis rules.
You suck.
Gotta pay attention. Baylor is hosting the NCAA team tournament.
Yep.
We're going to go rules.
Hey, guys, go all the way.
Like Bert in here. So we are traditional tennis rules.
But I have all of my outfits lined up for the curtain. Who was that Arizona State here for football? Did you see that?
Oh, I think so.
For the shower curtain.
Yeah.
And they'd open it up for free throws, and there'd be like a ridiculous scene. Pretty funny.
Not only are we going to go back to no heckling, clicking ad points again.
Well, their kids aren't going to be prepared.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible.
For the tournament.
You know what? This is a horrible rule. Horrible. Let Bort die at this point. All the good ones are going private anyway. That's bad. Oh. And look at him. Did that part. You know the part I missed? I missed my Tootsie Roll part.
When you were...
You should have just stopped the song and...
Your own Tootsie Roll.
The... It's true, though.
Why?
I rented that omelet. I didn't buy it.
See on the plane.
Hi, Elliot. No,
what do you hope
in the
today?
Toilet. Say again?
What did you plan?
What did I say I hope
Two
for?
Two things.
Toilet paper? I'm definitely sleeping. But I hope I don't snore and I hope I don't fart.
Thumbs up from Kaylee. So you got the same wish list.
I'm sorry. Hi, Elliot.
Wait for Chip Smith.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir.
Line
4. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Brandon from Richmond.
Hey, what's going on, Brandon?
Hey, so in May, we're going back to traditional rules of tennis. We can no longer...
Only for the end for the NCAA team.
Thank God. What about this, I think it's in the college. We can start doing this tournament.
By the way, I can... When if you watch like those great big chess tournaments, people in there are going nuts.
Really?
Yeah, it's not quiet.
This is not a quiet tournament at all.
No, the two
is it loud at times? It's not loud though. No, I'm probably never turn on a chess match.
Well, you don't have to turn it on. You could attend. No, but I want to say that it's also keep in mind going on. Now, when it gets championship, it may just be a lot of. Oh my God! He just moved his rook L3.
Incorporated into that. That'd be great.
Look at the balls! Oh, he just rooked L3. Jesus Christ! So I pull his finger off the piece. I don't know the championships, but I want to regular tournaments. It's loud as hell. Well, that's what you make about tennis is that you guys think of like only like center court. But like you start getting courts, there could be 8-9 matches going on at a time. I could be cheering on the court for you, and I mean, essentially, the only thing separating you is a chain.
Hey guys in golf, that holds to calm down.
They're pussies, man.
By the way,
planes are flying.
Quiet. President's Cup, the Final Four of college chess, almost simultaneously with the Final Four.
Right,
Webster. Became three-peat champion.
Hey, yeah. How'd UMBC do?
They were in it. They were in the Final Four.
Damn right.
And UTD finished second. Texas at Dallas.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Didn't they, when we talked about tennis, or not tennis, didn't they come up as having a really good program? Don't they have, like, some grandmaster?
I mean, obviously, all the time, it looks like. So they fare well.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know what they got to do, though? But... Like, would you go?
You could just go nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care anymore that much about, but I still hold on to tradition.
Yeah. No. That's where I start getting pissy as a traditional. But I feel like I'm only a traditionalist. The way this is the biggest negative. I'm only a traditionalist when it comes to baseball.
That's it.
And that I'm the baseball. Is that it's all traditionalists that hold on. So I'm trying to get out of that.
When you say you're a traditionalist in hockey, though?
No, I don't have major backlash against the shootout. Like, that doesn't bother me. I don't love it. But I'd that nobody trying to win and over to, you know, just play out the 5 minutes. And instead of taking a chance and giving up an odd man rush, everybody would just kind of sit back and sit on their thumbs.
But you would say you...
No, you're playing in hockey. Why would you do that? It's one of the biggest draws you have.
But you're not a traditionalist.
See, traditionalist, that there.
I can't believe we've gone this long and you haven't sung your line.
I'm letting everybody down. Which line?
You are the ones that listen.
Wait, which
and
one?
And love the stage.
Wait, which one? Oh! Tradition! You mean the Taylor Grandma. Oh, wait, by the name of Laser Wolf, the butcher!
Welcome to Rockville.
By the way, you'll laugh your ass off if Marilyn Manson starts singing. Oh, we gotta set up our Denny's dip. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hey, Bob. So when I was younger, I was at a President's Cup and Tiger was there, and everybody's crying around. Everybody needed to be quiet. They kept yelling at us, "Be quiet." Get it? You hear his people go, "Oh my god!" And he got so mad he didn't want to putt the hole.
Hey, if you're loud, like if you're loud and you won't stop being loud, they throw you out.
Like my dad made me sneak beef jerky in my pants. Like they're that serious. You don't even park there. You have to take a bus and pat you down for food. Yeah, it's bad.
Wait, what do you mean?
Remember, we heard failed out for running at the Masters.
That's right. He ran to the green holes.
No running.
Can't run.
Excuse me.
He's wrong to me. But the more I think about the tennis thing, I have a bigger problem with them just changing the game versus that bothers me. No ad tennis is ridiculous. Like, I get it if you're playing court, who can't hit the ball in, everything is a lob over the fence. Like, I get that. College, you should be able to compete at that point.
One would think.
Although, you bet I can beat the worst player team.
Okay.
Yeah. The worst player on every Big 12 team.
Are there walk-ons? There probably are.
There has to be.
Yeah. Squad. I don't think
that might be hard. I could definitely get a point off of them. But I can get a point off a pro.
When's the last time?
Last summer.
So you're that into it.
Well, I didn't play when it was snowing, Diane.
Oh, you can pull.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's quite the burn.
For my tennis outdoors. Outdoors.
Oh, okay.
The way we did it in the olden days.
Right.
All right, Diane. Sure. Oh. Yeah, it's all about tradition.
That's where you grew up.
I do like clay. I like clay courts. That's awesome, but you slip all over the place. You don't catch that foot going forward, you will split them and dab them on the ground. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line in the morning. I got to take a break soon. We got to start getting out of here. I got a flight to catch. Hi, yes. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Terry in Richmond.
Hey,
won't these guys pro game? They won't have anybody yelling at their butts anymore.
Tyler kind of addressed that. If you're going to the pros, you're not probably pissed. Most of them.
Yeah, you're going to start yelling at the crowd like, "Hey, what about my butt?" It's so
I bet like once you get outside of like the top 20 or the top 30, I bet those some of those guys go to college.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I bet some of them end up going. But like your bigger. Oh, how do I feel about the new ESPN K-Zone? We talked about it. I hate it. Listen, I'll go as far back as to tell you, I'm not a huge fan of instant replay. Human error is part of the game. Mm-hmm. Refs are going to mess it up. Now, yes, would you rather the bad? But there's part about instant replay.
Just in baseball?
No, in every sport.
I thought it was just baseball.
Well, I hate it in baseball. But I'm not big. The only place where I'm really good in... Where they'll
said you're okay with changes to hockey. You loved Fox Tracks. You were a big supporter.
You know, I bet this dude did that. I hate that. No, you can't see. Can stupid people. Hard to follow. Oh God.
Do you remember that? I feel like a video game.
I do know the guy.
The technology?
Yeah, it's the same guy who did the first down lines on football.
Oh, really?
The exact same guy. One of them worked really well. The other one, not so much. Not so much. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I got to give away. And we got to do dirt. And then when we're done with dirt, playoff all week, we'll continue to do that. No Caps tickets today because I don't have a game to send you to. But we will do Wimbledon Raptors tickets for their home tonight and then on teams 3 and 4. By the way, double check. I believe there are a couple of tickets that are left games, but Washington Wizards died out if there's tickets available. So give me a break. We give away a trip to Bonnaroo. We do some dirt, and I got your...
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Facebook at facebook.com. Online. XL102.
There's lots to choose Toyota. Just ask a friend who drives one. Did you know that every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a 2-year no-cost maintenance plan that is exclusive for Toyota owners? Toyota covers your normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever. Your new Toyota cannot be part of a rental or commercial fleet. So see your participating dealer for all the details. It's race time in Richmond. The Toyota Care 250 is on views on 24th and 4th. The Toyota owners 4th, April 25th, under the lights. Go to .com for all of the exciting Toyota race details. Then visit your Toyota dealer. APR financing, financing, select new Toyota models from Toyota. APR financing terms vary by model and model year, and not all, and all bought. Check out buyitviatoyota.com and your area Toyota dealer today. To Toyota, let's go places.
New Odor Eaters medicated drink medication provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs Odor Eaters medicated powder, stops the odor, stops the itch.
When my girlfriend of 2 years asked me what my 5-year plan was, I did not. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that Geico has been car insurance for over 75 years. I had no idea they'd been around that long. They also have an agent right here in Hastings. Now I know. And single. Know anyone?
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now around for over 75 years, it's time to let you in on another little secret. Geico could save you on motorcycle, RV, and boat special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the Geico Insurance Agency, you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Tell someone. Tell everyone. Be the worst secret keeper ever. Spread it faster than a middle school rumor.
Go to geico.com, then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Safe Auto presents other things you spend $3 on.
You get the wax upgrade at Britain's taco plate for your room, frame a movie, two packs of gum, and a honey book. A dumb new case for your new smartphone. A tiny bottle of some cheap cologne. Scratchy lottos, cider rings, can't eat the whole thing.
Yeah, or Safe Auto can get you the right $2 a day all day at Safe Auto.
Or the road ahead.
Wawa's freshly made breakfast, just 2 for $3. So grab one for a friend, or grab one for now and one for later. Hey, judge, from applewood smoked cheese on an all-butter croissant to tasty turkey sausage on a bagel, French toast variety, which 2 for $3? Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
This award season, go great outdoors in the most awarded SUV lineup ever. A Jeep Lovable EcoDiesel engine allows you with shades of green while you enjoy the spotlight all day long. It's 2015 Green SUV of the Year, giving you an awarding experience inside and outside of the vehicle. It's time to get a grand vehicle, only during the 2015 Jeep Awards Season event. At current lessees of competitive lease of the 2015 Grand Cherokee Laredo, $289 a month for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing. Tax, title, and license. See cars.com. The Jeep received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires data contribution and lease via lease to Chrysler Capital. $230,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 5-4. Jeep is a registered trade U.S. LLC.
I had new build morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, wore a hat, got most of my kids cool on time. Took a car, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that?
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
DVDs for Vets is asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs for veterans who otherwise cannot easily obtain them on their own. With limits in rehab, can you use what many of us today? To donate new or used DVDs or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to DVDs for Vets. DVDs, the number vets.org.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning, XL 102.
dream. And when I woke up, you were fine. And I believe that all the hour minutes, it's not. And when I turn to look at where you should have been, I started drift, drift. I tried to stabilize and realize I'd been missing. And I said I couldn't help but lie awake. 'Cause it's not, it's just a dream, it's only fake.
It's Elliot in the morning. So all week we were signing people up, qualifying people to win a trip to head to Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo Festival takes place June 11th through 14th in Manchester, Tennessee. Great lineup. Obviously, Alabama Shakes is playing. Qualified all week by winning those two. Mumford & Sons, Billy Joel, Slayer, Robert Plant, Hozier, 21 Pilots. You know who else I believe is playing? Child's Play. Love that. Get a whole comedy stage. Chris Hardwick, I know, was there. Yeah, great 3 days down in Manchester, Tennessee. Hi, I'm looking for Daniel Watkins, please.
Yes, this is him.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great now.
You ready?
I am definitely ready.
Dude, I hate your guts. God damn you.
I'm just icing on the cake after the Cavs game.
What? You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Anyway, listen, dude, you're the grand prize winner to take with you. But listen, you got yourself a trip for two to head to Manchester, Tennessee, June 11th through the 14th. It's the festival. Dude, that's going to be...
All right, thank you so much for everything. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, listen, do me a favor. The thing I ask in return is that when you get done with the trip and you get back, I want you to call me and let me know how it was.
Sounds great.
You got it, dude. Hold tight 1 second for me, please, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
By the way, don't say anything to Daniel. Yeah, don't worry, he will. What's up, Rockville? I swear to God, if I sock it. In cutoffs that I don't know, and put her up on my shoulders. The way my mom taught me. I want to get home from the show and I want my hotel room to look like the room that Brittany sent all those pictures to pick up.
That's awful.
Anyway, Daniel Watkins, congratulations. You got yourself a trip to head to Bonnaroo. And again, that won't be until June. Keep in mind, so that wraps up the Bonnaroo promotion. The other big thing that we had going was for people to win tickets to join us, Avengers Age of Ultron. You're not going to call me right now. I do want to remind you, it's not until Tuesday night, so I will get some more winners on Monday and Tuesday, but you can register to get your tickets online. Facebook.com/TMI. You can get your tickets that way. We do have a bunch of stuff going on next week. Next week's going to be very, very busy as well. Now, so let's do this. We'll do some dirt. Then I'll give away some playoff tickets. I'll just take on the Toronto Raptors and do a quick rundown of everything next week. Anyway, Diane, let's get into some dirt, please.
This is one of those weekends where in the country there's a big event in Rockville going on.
End of story.
Well, there's also obviously the race in Richmond.
Oh, no, that's true, too. That's true.
A little something called Jazz Fest in New Orleans. And, you know.
That's true.
The Who tomorrow night.
Oh, who do we know that...
Jake Johansson.
Yes. That's right. Well, I wonder if he went this year.
He did. I retweeted him.
Okay, that's fine.
He was looking for places.
God damn, you're right. There is a bunch. So there. So you got Welcome to Rockville. You've got Jazz Fest, the race in Richmond,
yep.
And the Respondents Dinner.
At Apple Block. Come on.
Whatever.
Tonight on television, people will be tuning in to see Bruce Jenner sit down with Diane Sawyer. That's on a special 2-hour edition of 2020. He has been very brief snippets over the last how it's going to be an emotional roller coaster, but somehow he is going to get so expressing how the most of him right now are his family members and how they're the added attention upon him. Race this weekend, Saturday night, Lake Placid versus Anaconda, new show that's coming. I assume it's going to be giant snakes against giant crocodiles. We'll see Freddy Krueger himself, Robert Englund.
Can't watch Robert Englund go F himself.
It's coming up Sunday night, Game of Thrones, Mad Men, Silicon Valley, Nurse Jackie, and the movies, kind of limited. Age of Adeline is the one you may have seen, the spots for Blake Lively, a woman who is...
Look at the age of 29.
Your stars Chris Evans and Jeremy Renner have both apologized for what Chris and old joke regarding Scarlett Johansson's character. I guess there was a interview that was done with the Mucking about how Black Widow would be romantically involved with Cap or Hawkeye or the Hulk. Jeremy Renner said, oh, she's a slut. And then Chris Evans is like, I was going to say something like, you sweet whore. And then they had to. Obviously, it's not slutting against Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, my
but
God.
There were some people who got angry about
it. Well, the underwear from their ass.
Reese Witherspoon's next role is going to be to release upcoming novel, Go Set a Level, and the audiobook will be out in July.
Oh.
She said she was actually very much, especially being a Southern, it's an honor for her to give voice to Southern characters.
Oh, it's a great book. It is a great book.
Her love of reading. Tyler Priest as a scientist named Baxter Stockman in the sequel to the Ninja Turtles. The enemy of the Turtles is the listing for Baxter, who eventually becomes a cyborg. And there's also a character similar to Martha Stewart, who's going to be a Pearson of Orange is the New Black. It's just one of the changes that they're going to be making to the show. How I Met Your Mother star in the latest issue of Women's Health, that she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer during the show. She was 25. She is 33 now and says it took multiple surgeries over at least a couple of years to remove all the while she was television series, but she's 5 years cancer free now.
You know, good for
so
her.
So you're good. Good.
Good for her.
You're good. You're good about was her ass. The WikiLeaks reposting of those hacked emails revealing that George Clooney's famous roles as email pseudonyms for him. Apparently, he'll sign emails to friends with the simple words Danny Ocean, and he loves to leave people voice.
That's awesome.
Some rumors going around. Matt Bellamy from Muse, obviously, has moved on.
He's dating, what's her name now?
Elle Evanson's Lines video?
Yes. Great song, great
and,
video.
There's apparently of Kerry Washington, her NFL star husband, I guess, and the word on the street is that he is a success.
Oh, no kidding.
That she's had so much with scandal. Britt McHenry returning again after her assistant tow clerk in Arlington, Virginia. Not sure yet exactly what her assignment is.
She has all of her other assignments.
You know, the Manny Pacquiao-Floyd Mayweather fight, as expected, sold out immediately. So now you've got the secondary market, obviously looking for huge money. Some take 40.
Nuts.
$40,000, some for $70,000, some up to $104,000
per ticket.
Oh, and then obviously I should mention too, you've got basketball continuing this weekend, baseball games continuing as well.
Right.
Also, there's a new beauty trend in facial.
Yeah.
Hydrofacial, but the foreskin facial actually is a better descriptive of exalti step treatment that promises reverse sun damage, lighten dark spots, and prevent acne, the Greek stem cells
right
from the foreskin of an infant.
So you've got to use my foreskin like
not
toothpaste.
The foreskin.
If you get a
cells
pimple.
From the foreskin of an infant.
What are you in? 866-285-5468. Only Wizards Raptors right now. Don't have a set date for you for the next Captain X. So right now, I just have a pair of tickets. Wizards and the Raptors. Keep in mind, Caps go game 6 tomorrow, 3:00. At Nassau Coliseum, a win into the next round and shut down Nassau Coliseum. A loss will force a DC Monday night. Hopefully that's a win and that's not a problem. And Wizard. Read tonight, game 4 Sunday. Call me right now. 866-2-Elliot. 866-235-54.
I just peed on myself.
Oh,
but don't worry about it.
The Gentlemen of the Road Stopover, featuring Monkey and Foo Fighters, together in Walla Walla, Washington. This chance to win starts Monday on XL 102. Richmond's festivals.
Life's easier when you have a Ram. Everyone knows the best fishing spots are the ones far off the beaten path, where man seldom meets up with nature. That is, unless you've got a Ram fit with best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover fishing holes before anyone else does. It's that kind of uncompromising leadership that has more people driving Ram trucks than ever before. Glory. Ram. Ease of competitive vehicles. Get a low mileage lease on the 2015 Ram 1500 Express 21 MPG Highway for $239 for 4 months with $24.99 DeWitt's maintenance extra. Based on standard pickup class, EPA estimated 29 MPG Highway based on 4x2 HFE model. Based on escalating total retail sales of calendar years 2009-2009, call 1-877-RAM-5722 for dealer contribution or lease through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residents take delivery by May 4th.
Hey, it's Elliot, and if you need an adrenaline fix, get on the track at G4 right across the street from RIR. You'll find their indoor quarter-mile track full of twists and turns and see how fast you can push them. Take your friends, take your co-workers, take every Benic racing experience right here, and take it from me. Fishtailing your turns completely kills your time. Pull up the web yourself at gforcecarts.com. See you on the track.
Hey, baby. Let's ride.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let noisy brake. Up by AutoZone and get a new rotors. Introducing new Duralast Max Premium Brake Pads. Engineered pads that came on your car.
Now at the Home Depot. Sent when you buy Ortho Home Roundup or Roundup Extended Control with wand and refill. The pests won't stand a chance. And you'll save 25%. That's a win-win. Win. Let's do this. Spring all out for less with off Ortho or Roundup. More doing. That's the power of the supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
Why exactly does Richmond Trauma Center? Find out when Dr. J. The subject on Wednesday at 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Lewis Skinner Botanical Garden. Dr. Haynes will offer emergency and trauma resources of Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU, the first and only level one pediatric trauma center in Virginia. This seminar is free and open to the public. Registration recommended. Register at .org/seminar.
Pearson Mazda Mazda dealer in Richmond, and that means more savings for you. Pearson Mazda has the largest inventory of new and used Mazdas, and they make getting into a new Mazda easy. Pearson Mazda, come find out why. 2015 Mazda 3 for only $169 a month, or lease a 2016 Mazda CX-5 for only $269. Stop by our dealership at the corner of Springfield and West Broad Street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
2015 Mazda 3, 36 months, 12 km per year, with $1969 to a signing exclusive tax title and $489 process 1.
The 10th annual Central Virginia Wine Festival is coming to Innsbruck Pavilion Saturday, May 9th. Sample 10 different wineries from around Virginia and enjoy craft vendors and live music. Tickets $20 in advance, $25 at the gate, under 21 free. To purchase, visit cvawinefest.com or visit your local Martin's.
Oh no, my battery's running out.
Mine too. Guess I've only got about 24 hours of standby talk and text.
What? My phone's gonna eat it.
It's Samsung Galaxy S6A into ultra power save mode and boom, it's got another day of life.
Well,
fine, but let's not stay long. My phone's fast percent power in about 30 minutes and I've got places to be.
Like where?
Joey just texted us. Didn't you see? Oh, yeah.
That's GS6 for more information.
iHeartRadio goes one-on-one with Atlas Genius on the current state of music.
That's the great thing about music at the moment, really, time, in that all the bands that I love, influences from wherever. It's kind of not like, you know, 10, 15 years ago where you had some bass and you couldn't touch it, you couldn't really stray from that line, whereas now it's kind of, you can do that and you can do that and also put something, you can be sad, whatever. It's a real, it's like a good time in music.
Keep listening to iHeartRadio Genius and all your favorite artists.
From the top of the LWDC RXL, Richmond, Elliot Warren.
Elliot, 866-5468. Hi, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, dude?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Excellent, thank you. Steve, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. You will go see the Wizards take on the Toronto Raptors.
It's a Wizards game at all this year, so that couldn't even be better.
Oh, dude, well then good. We'll get them during the playoffs and get right back. Hold tight,
awesome.
Hold tight for me. Got to get some info from you, but have a great time at the game, all right, dude?
Thanks, man. Have a good flight.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I appreciate it. Hold tight 1 second for me, please.
come back here next week, I'll have more playoff tickets for you.
So we'll keep doing that.
Thank you very much. Again, Helicopter Mom is now playing in select theaters. Also available for single 321 out and available now.